Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hey.
Oh. Hey.
We're gonna be on air, you know that.
I know. Hold on. Okay, I put you in the screen, Imam. Okay, so yeah, there's a lot of people in this album. So yeah. So I will bring you on in a minute. Did I wake you? This Carly, we are on a special edition, 1 hour early of Daytime After Dark, and we are here to save Rebecca Hood's job. This is wrong on every fucking thing I can ever think about Daytime has ever did. Wrong to us is number to call in and scream and yell and just basically say how you are feeling, America, about this fucking decision Brian Fong did. And on this show, you can say whatever the hell you want. I'm in a mad place because this is wrong on so many wrong levels. The number to call in is 347-850-8721. And I'm going to bring on my co-host, Terry.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
And welcome, everyone, in the chat. Well, Nicole, one, does anyone know when Ari is? Okay, you know, sometime in March. That's all we are hearing. But you know what? Oh, and thanks all of you guys in the guest people for coming. Everyone, we are gonna have a great time. You know what? I'm pissed. You know what? They both fucking changed their mind. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I've been on, you know, other shows where in the past couple of weeks where you have to be careful what you say. Well, welcome to my show. And I'm as mad as the rest of you. So go ahead and call me and tell me what the fuck you feel about this, because this isn't right. Everyone knows it isn't right, but let this reaction into it. I loved what Nicole Zay said. They are fucking to make her work in her mouth. ABC sucks. You know what? We are going to get Becky back, you guys. Don't underestimate the fan. I'm bringing Allie on.
Hello.
Hey,
am I on?
Hey.
Yes, Allie. Hi.
Okay, and then I'm going to bring 201. They've been waiting since I got on here.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
201, you're on mail.
Yeah, hi. I'm calling because I don't like what they say. They're going to fire Becky.
Yeah.
And I don't like that.
Yeah. I think you're not the only one. Yeah.
Yeah, we are all pissed off. What's your name?
I'm so pissed off, you know. This is crazy. Why are they going to fire her?
You know what? You know what? This is not over. This is not over.
Yeah.
You know, anything can happen in 2 months, and we have time, you know, time and turn this around. So we need a fight for Becky. We need to, you know, have friends and girls to know that we are fucking serious, and what they just did was a colossal mistake.
Yep, they did. They should not fire her. I want her back in the show.
I know. I mean, when somebody on the air, and you know who you are, Carly, when she told me this, the news, I felt like somebody stabbed me in the heart, like so many times, and it's still stabbing me, and won't stop.
Okay.
No.
Okay. You know what? Okay. You know what? I broke so many people's hearts.
I know.
And now I'm doing that. I am very, very, very sorry. Oh, Nicole. Yeah. I came on the phone. You know what? Okay. The news, Becca, is Brooke sees who give money to a lab tech, and now sees bring him a saint in the result to try to trick Lucky. It will cast a suspicion.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what? Okay, wait a moment.
You know what?
They go. They will not saint the opportunity.
Oh,
if
God.
They do... Okay, no. If they do, you can see all the fans going. All the fans going. So, no. You guys, let's not even speculate on this because I don't think it's going to happen. I think we are going to save Becky's job. So, we just need to call Fawn's office every morning. Oh, and there's a new number to call is 1-818-460-7477. When connected, ignore recording, press 2 and then press 4 and then press 464 to leave a message with talk at the beep and just say, you guys are making a fucking bad mistake. Okay. You might not want to tell on the intimacy.
We want to be really nice about it. But is that why is there a new number? Is it because they got bombarded with the old numbers or what?
No, we found another number. Let's bombard them on 2 numbers.
Oh, okay.
You know,
Hello?
You know,
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
I'm pissed off.
Yes, but just tell us how you feel. Like, what is this? Just let it out. Just let it out. Just, you know.
I'm so upset because why are they going to fire Becky? Why?
I think, in my opinion, it's a political agenda. It's all agenda
yep,
in my
it
part.
Is.
I don't know where you are. Were you a couple? Did you like her with somebody, a certain person? Were you a couple of, how am I going to say this? What couple?
Okay,
Who did you like Liz with? Or were you just a Liz fan first?
With Jason.
Jason.
Okay.
Okay,
good.
In my opinion, it's just me, that they did this to make Jason and Sam have their baby and it would be okay. What a big coincidence that they're letting her go surrounding this Jason and Sam shit. Because what do they think they were going to accomplish? It's just going to make it a lot worse. It surely has made it a lot worse on their part. It ain't going to work. Because you can't.
This is not going away, Fawns. Fawns, you started a war.
They don't understand that people were not buying Sam and Jason. I don't mean to disrespect anybody.
No one's buying Sam and Jason.
I don't mean to disrespect anybody on here or the guests that love Sam and Jason, but I mean, I just felt cheated. I feel like we've been cheated for over 10 years, and they could have at least given them a story, at least for 3 to 6 months. I would have given anything. Then he could have gone back to Sam. I wouldn't be so pissed off right now if this wasn't happening. Maybe if she were to walk out on her own just to try her own, if the choice was given to her to walk away. But no, it was taken from her. And we all know why. Come on. It's like agenda. We've been talking about this.
Let's not fire her, man. Let's keep her there because I want her with Lucky.
Yeah, Lucky. I mean, they could have put her with Lucky, too. Why bring Jason?
No, but the thing is, no, you guys, we are all forgetting about one thing.
ABC has fired a lot of people now. They fired, and One Life Live, they fired somebody too.
Yeah,
I don't like that either.
Langston on One Life Live, which I love Langston.
Yeah,
I don't understand what is going on in
I don't like that either.
I got to say something in the room. I think they leave the Jason baby to that family accent. And when they got the Zaydon fan in Apple, they knew they were not going, they weren't going to have to Rayville and take it. So they have to fire Becky and make it work.
No.
How does that speed you look at his friend? I know it's part of the reason they always got fired for his storyline. I don't blame Super John, I'm falling in his past. I'm feeling really bad for Steve Burton. No one should be blaming Steve Burton. He loves Becky. You know what? He never would. Come on. He would never want to see Becky go. But you guys, we have 2 months to turn this whole nightmare around. Snail mail is great. Why them a little? And Ali goes, yes, I agree. They did this because people were not accepted. The story when they found we had a kid with this, so the way they fought to book banking. They are punishing a couple for that not working. Yeah. Okay.
I'm really upset because
I agree.
From One Night to Live, she's a good one there. I don't know why they fired her too. She's good. I love her.
Oh, because, whenever you hear storyline dictated, it's BS. It's BS about storyline dictated.
That's just their way saying you're fired, basically, I think. No, but I agree. Langston on One Life to Live, I liked her. I was liking her with Ford. I mean,
me too.
They're letting her go. I mean, what is
this?
And Langston's chemistry's friends, come on, people. It's like they're cleaning house of the wrong people.
Yep, that's true. I don't want Ford and Jessica to be together. Ford and Langston a good couple.
Yeah. I've given up on General Hospital. They're not going to, unless they rectify their decision and they completely overhaul that show, I won't go back to it.
On the phone. So whether it's storyline dictated, that is,
I'm going to write to ABC, and I'm going to tell them, you people suck. That's why I'm going to tell ABC, because, you know, this is wrong.
It's so wrong in all in so many levels. I mean, they don't listen to the fans. They just said F you to the fans. That's it. We're going to write what we want to write, and we don't care about you. Basically, that's what
okay,
they...
See,
that's wrong.
You
see,
guys,
I go down there to the ABC studio, and I get to see them. I got pictures with them and everything, you know?
Yeah.
See, Beth, Vaughn wants a young audience, but not a long-time youth. He thinks scantily clad women and all the way, not mothers and kids.
That's
you know, April Dawn, we are young.
At work, I was thinking, they're basically writing for the younger audience right now. They could care less about the older audience, you know? I mean... I'm a young
teenager.
Audience, and I'm effing pissed. I know. See, yeah, I mean, come on. Do they really think that we want to see sex and sex and sex on daytime? I don't want to see sex, sex, sex. I could go watch Spartacus on Showtime for that, to see sex, 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 you know?
Okay, you guys, April Dawn said in the room, well, I'm young. And I'm pissed. You know how it goes. How it goes. I'm 23 and I still watching.
You're not the only one. I'm upset too. I've been upset too. So.
Yeah.
Okay. This is crazy, you know. I don't know why ABC is doing this. I'm going to write to them and I'm going to tell them. That's wrong.
Yeah, I wrote my letter. I forgot to mail it out. I forgot to send it, take it to work and make copies. So I'll make copies tomorrow. Somebody's got to remind me, Carly, on here to make copies of it.
Okay, I will remind you. Of course I will remind you.
I remind you, too. You want me to?
Okay.
I can talk to you in the FAQ.
Okay. I love what Bridget goes. Bridget in the room goes, there's no love in the afternoon, just sleep.
Just sleep, yeah.
I agree. Bridget, call in. Oh, wait. We got a phone call. Hold on.
Okay.
441, you're on mail.
Hello?
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 Hi,
hello?
You on mail with us? Yeah, 441, what's your name?
Margarita.
Are you talking to me?
Oh, Silas?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
I didn't even
Silas.
Press.
Hey, Silas, how are you?
I didn't even, I'm great. How are you? I didn't even press one yet.
okay, fine. I was just a little excited that we got a first call, and it's only 17 minutes into the show. I mean.
I know.
Yeah.
All right, how
hello.
Are you guys,
we're still a little pissed, Silas. We're a lot angry now. We're really angry about this still, you know. On Facebook started a Save Rebecca Herbst thing on Facebook, and
yep.
There's over a thousand. There's like 1,100 people on it so far. Members, 1,100 members on it so far.
Good.
Yes.
The thing that I can't help but keep on saying, and you gotta tell the fans this. Don't do any finger-pointing and blaming other actors for this. There are a few people out there that are saying very, very cruel things.
Oh.
You know, and it's not helping the cause any because, you know, mean-spiritedness doesn't get anybody anywhere.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Why they find her? Why they leaving her go? They should not do that.
Well, why did they let her go? Well... In my opinion,
it was a business decision. Is that's what they're saying? It's a business decision.
Well,
buy that it was a business decision or what?
No, I don't buy it was a business decision all the way. I think partially it was a business decision.
Yeah.
I think that Becky gets a decent size of a decent salary for her job. She's been there a long time. And, you know, who knows? Maybe there are other actors they want to bring on and they had to make some budget cuts. I don't know.
Yeah.
That being said, it really doesn't matter one way or the other. What they did was stupid.
Yes.
Yep. That's true.
You know? And if fans, you know, I've been saying this since I heard the news a week ago. This is a great opportunity for General Hospital fans to work together and get the message out there. You know, General Hospital, the thing about General Hospital is the fan bases have always been at war with each other over one thing or another. And General Hospital figures, oh, well, we'll make one side of the fans angry, but we'll keep the other side happy, no big deal, in a couple of weeks it'll all be over.
Yeah.
You know, and this is when you got to say,
well,
wait a minute.
Yeah.
Well,
this
you know
isn't
I mean?
Over for me, but not by a long shot, you know. I can't stand this. This is a last straw for me and many other people.
But, you know, I don't think what they – this is what I don't think they expected was going to happen. I don't think they expected that JSAM fans and, you know, SAM fans and other fans were going to say, wait a minute. You can't just dump Elizabeth after all this.
Yeah.
What do you think you're doing? I don't think General Hospital's management bargained for the fact that there was going to be a lot of sympathizers out there, and that's the key.
Yeah.
As long as you have everybody working together, no matter whose side you're on, if you all work together, they're going to have to say, well, you know what? We listen to the fans. We're going to have to bring Becky Herbst back. Because I don't believe that, you know, a week ago I thought maybe CBS would grab her or NBC would grab her. I'm not so convinced right now because the mistake that's being made is there's so much fighting going on between General Hospital fans. No other show's going to want her because they don't want the baloney.
Yeah, that's true, too. I know. But
oh, you guys, hold on. 253, if you want to come on. Press 1.
Do you think that this is going to
hurt?
Okay,
Cyrus, go on.
Cyrus, do you think this is going to hurt Becky or what?
I don't think it's going to hurt Becky. Well, see, Becky's in a very tough position here.
Yeah.
How is Becky going to go to the fans and say, well, do this or do that? She can't.
Yeah.
You know, and her husband can make comments, but the bottom line is this. If you all show class and you all are mature about this and do this the right way, you know, this is going to help Becky in the long run.
Yeah.
You know, all these fan wars, you know, I was thinking about this. I was talking to somebody about this morning. And she was like, you know, no other soap opera is going to want to hire her if all these fan wars are going on. Because already you had Becky fans saying, oh, we want her on Young and the Restless, and Young and the Restless fans saying, wait a minute. Don't force her on us. And there was a war starting over there. And I was like, this is not good.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, you know, let's look at this in a rational way. They shot themselves in the feet at General Hospital. It's up to the fans, no matter who you're behind. The fans have to say, wait a minute. We've been watching this show for 10, 15, 20, 30 years. We haven't invested... You've been watching since you were a teenager. You have an invested interest in the show.
I'm 49 now.
You know, over it, I put an article up at Soapbox One on Saturday, and I've gotten so many emails because of that article. You know, people leaving posts and talking about it, saying, you know what, you're right. It's about time somebody says something about all these fan wars. And, you know, like Steve Burton put out a tweet the other night, you know, asking people to stop all the finger-pointing, and he's right. This isn't helping anybody.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, if you want Becky Herbst to keep that job, if you want her to come back to General Hospital, the first thing you can do is get a piece of paper and a pen and write a letter. Because if you don't write a letter, you're wasting everybody's time.
Yeah.
Emails aren't going to do it. And phone calls to the comment line are going to help a little bit. But if you
send
a piece of paper.
Okay, what's the address?
I posted two addresses over at Soapbox One.
You go on to the Facebook. I don't know. On Facebook, on the Save Rebecca Herbst, there's addresses on there, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, because it's over on Soapbox as well. You know, I just want to see everybody work together. And you know, let's not talk about, you know, other actors. Let's not do any finger-pointing. Let's not, you know, I've heard people screaming about Brian Fron should be fired. You know what, everybody? If you send a letter, and if you send a couple of letters out there, and and the ratings in February tank for General Hospital, you're not going to have to worry about screaming for Brian Franz to be fired because management will do it.
Oh, God, I hope that happens because that would be awesome. I'm sorry
yeah,
to even laugh about
not,
it. That'd be
not,
great,
be,
you know?
But you know what? Let's not be mean about it. Let's not
yeah,
be mean
Yeah, I know.
About
not be mean about
you
it.
Know?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when he brought Vanessa Moss Hill back, he thought that this was going to make the ratings of GH go way up. It didn't. We're coming into February sweeps next week. There's going to be a wedding between Sonny and Brenda in February. Brian Franz is counting on those ratings to go sky high. Well, guess what? If you send a bunch of letters and those ratings don't go sky high, don't you think ABC management is going to bring Brian in and say, how come this didn't happen the way you said it would?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, February sweeps is very important. This is how the networks decide. Yeah, you got to remember something. The way the sweeps go decides what the networks are going to charge for advertisements. If they don't do well in the sweeps, they can't charge as much for advertising. You know, when Bill Clinton was president, his people in the White House used to say, it's the economy, stupid. Guess what? The same thing goes for soap opera fans. It's the economy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how you have to approach it.
Yeah.
And that's basically it, you know?
Yeah.
I see that somebody just posted Ann Sweeney, president of ABC Television, over at your chat room. But, you know, you guys are doing a good job getting the message out, and, you know, and you're doing this show, and I keep telling people, you know, the soap media hasn't really done a very good job on this. So it's up to everybody else.
Man.
You know?
I like you said, Silas, once before, that this is maybe not, don't take it as a sad thing, take it as a positive thing that if we all come together, we can actually now do something about it, you know,
absolutely.
Or whatever. So.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
You know?
And,
I mean, I just.
Go ahead.
I'm just upset that, you know, none of the magazines has ever really wrote about this, has ever really, nobody engaged it. And whether they care about selling magazines, they don't care that if ABC soaps are gone, ABC soaps in depth is out of business. So when you care more about finding out why this is happening, why you have a bunch of ticked off fans and pissed off people than you do, you know, kissing them too fond of the week by getting, let's see what's happening, fond, whatever. You know, they give them the same byline every week. You know, I've heard for so long, like, for storyline, this, and it's the same stuff they do in every sweeps on the magazines. And I wish the magazine would take another approach. I mean, you know, if we lose soaps,
you know,
then they are.
The magazines aren't going to take another. You know why the magazines won't take another approach? Because they're afraid of the studios. Because the studios have said to the magazines, if you say this or you print that, we're not going to give you access to this. We're not going to give you access to our stars and our studios. Well, you know what? Maybe that's what one of these magazines should do, is say, okay, we'll call your bluff. We're not going to print any of your spoilers, and we're going to start writing stories that may be controversial. And maybe, just maybe, that's what they need. You know, that's why, you know, on my show, I have people on, and I don't talk about storylines or spoilers or anything else. I talk about the actors, because you know what? I care about the actors. I want to know what they think about their careers because they do it, you know? And the thing is, you know, if the soap press, a few months ago, I was on a show, and I talked about crossover promotions. And the person that was the host of the show, and I quote, said, no, that will never happen. Stop right there. They will never do crossover promotions with primetime. Well, guess what happened last week? All my children,
Cleveland,
they signed a deal to do a crossover. This is something I talked about 6 months ago that the soap opera press said would never, ever, ever happen. Well, it did. So who's right here, me or the soap opera press? You know what I'm saying? Right now, Susan Lucci is going to go to Hot in Cleveland. Wendy Malick is going to go over to All My Children in a crossover storyline.
In fact, she already taped the Hot in Cleveland. I mean, Wendy Malick already taped for All My Children last week.
Okay.
And what I don't get is, you know, they used to do some crossovers on daytime. I mean, I remember that big deal that was made, but Days of Our Life didn't follow their end of the bargain with Stefano and Kate. When Stefano was on B&B and Kate was on Days, and they were supposed to switch and go back and forth, and they never did the crossover.
And you know what? If you look at CBS, CBS advertises Young and the Restless and Bold and Beautiful during prime time. They are very good about pushing their two shows.
Yes, they are.
You know, so let's call a spade here about the way things are going.
Yeah, they got some actor that was from an ABC and CBS now, too.
Yeah. So the bottom line is, there were very creative ways to make soap opera work. We just have to find a happy medium for everybody involved. But my thing is, just make sure, whatever you do, be adult about it, be mature about it. Make sure you approach this in a very professional manner. You know, it's a business for ABC. We understand that, and we get very passionate. But we have to be respectful, and we can't be mean-spirited. You have to go, you've got to approach this in a very smart way. And if you do that, you're going to win the battle.
You can write to the actor, too?
Excuse me?
You can write to the actors, too?
Absolutely, you can write.
You can write to the actors, too, and I don't see why not.
I don't see why not either. And you know what?
I had a question, though. When you on the outside the envelope, should you like put attention regarding Becky Herbst, or just put the address or whatever? Should it be like?
If you're sending a letter to Ann Sweeney, just do the letter and send it. I'm sure. If we see bags of mail going to ABC, somebody's going to take notice. I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
For every handwritten letter that's delivered to ABC, that's 500 to 1,000 fans right there.
Wow.
I cannot begin to express how important that is.
Yeah. Okay, so the address is the address is on Facebook, you say?
Yeah, my address is on Facebook. Did you join the Facebook?
And
hey, Rebecca Herbst, right? You joined it, right?
The daytime star.
Join the Save Rebecca Herbst one, because under the Save Rebecca Herbst, there's a list of addresses to the networks under Docs. So if you go in there, you'll see a bunch of addresses.
And if you're in the subroom, it's in here too. Is Zeno Hospital ABC TV?
I saw it say ABC.com too. They say that you can write to them.
No. It's the address is in the subroom. Is Terry? You want to read it?
Hospital at ABC TV.
Yeah, ABC, ABC TV, 411 Prospect Avenue, Hollywood, California. I could just go take my car and deliver myself. No, I'm kidding.
This is very important, everybody, though. If you mail to the Prospect Avenue address, it's only going to go to General Hospital. If you want this to go to Brian Franz or to Ann Sweeney, send it to ABC Disney, 500 South Buena Vista Street.
I just put that
Buena Vista one, but what she wanted was she wanted to write to the actors, and in order to get a hold of the actors, you have to do the Prospect one. Ann Sweeney and Brian Franz are both on the 500 Buena Vista Street in Burbank, California.
Right. I have a question,
Cyrus. When you call and for Brian Fonda's office, is he out of New York, or am I totally wrong because the one of the phone numbers is like a 81A number, and I was just wondering if his office is out of New York or California, because it was like a 81 number, and whenever anyone called in the last week, all
Let
they say is he's out
yeah.
to lunch.
If you call for Brian France's office, you're wasting your time.
Yeah.
Okay? You're wasting your time. Just like sending emails, you're wasting your time. I can't tell
well,
if I reiterate
actually,
this enough.
The emails, you guys may have blocked them.
They're filtering them. You're wasting your time. You need to send something tangible. You need to send it on a paper, paper written with a stamp on it. And the other thing you have to remember here is don't hesitate about sending a copy of the same letter to the soap magazines, because it's about time the soap magazines pulled it up in this thing. They've got to realize,
yep.
you know what? If you soap magazines don't get on board, you better worry about your own circulation numbers, because every year I'm going to be publishing the circulation numbers for each magazine and telling you exactly how many people are buying them, and you're going to be shocked. They tell us one thing, but when you do the research, you find out something else. And it's time for the soap opera press to man up and do the job that they're supposed to do.
Yep.
Yeah. So, should it be less management and more creativity with that show, or what? It should be.
That's what I think.
The way I
look at it, I experienced Jill Farren Phelps many years ago when she was at Another World. And let me tell you something. When Jill Farren Phelps went to General Hospital, I predicted back in 2000 it would take her 10 years to destroy it, and I'm pretty much on target. Okay.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm not a big fan of Jill Farren Phelps. I'm not a big fan of Bob Guzza, but I am a big fan of General Hospital.
Oh, they are married, right?
I have no idea.
Isn't?
I don't get into their personal lives. I don't care about anybody's personal life. I care about the product that they sell us. But you know what?
Yeah, I know. And they're not selling it. They are not selling it. That product is not being sold.
No, they're not.
This should be called Mob Central or The Sunny Show, in my opinion.
I don't understand why. They've gotten rid of all the legacy characters,
and Liz is part of that, and I don't understand.
That's another thing. I want to say tonight, that made me mad when I read a post to something. Okay, they were saying that Liz was not a legacy character because she wasn't born on screen. Okay.
Oh, shoot.
Well,
damn, neither was Edward.
That doesn't make sense.
I don't think you have to be born on screen to be a legacy character. Do you agree, Cyrus? I mean, we do not see everyone born on screen. We didn't see Stefano DeMille born on screen. We didn't see Victor born on screen. For them to say that... I don't even know.
If there is a character that has a connection to the original date of General Hospital, they are a legacy character. I don't care if they were born on screen or not. They are a legacy character.
Okay.
And the bottom line is, there are many characters in the past on General Hospital who deserve a little play. And to me, you've got plenty of storyline left to Elizabeth. But anyway, listen, I have to go because I have to make a phone call to Los Angeles at 11:15 my time. I just wanted to call in.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Just remember one thing, ladies, no matter what, be professional.
Yeah.
Don't let anybody get too mean.
And go out there and kick some butt. We will. Two, five, three, if you want to come on the air, there's press one. I'm going to bring on Shirley. I think this is silly. Oh my gosh. Okay, if I'm wrong, I'm gonna. Hello.
Hello.
Hey Shirley.
No, I'm okay, Shirley. You didn't press up. You won. You didn't press one up.
I'm sorry, cause I was watching tennis, so I didn't.
I figured maybe you know you won. To, you know, I know you were on, but you didn't press one. But then when Cyrus got off, you know, I was going to just bring you on. But even though you didn't press one, I knew it was you.
No biggie, because I said I was watching tennis anyway, so.
Oh, any good tennis on there?
Yeah, tennis is on. Yes, I love tennis. I was just listening to what Cyrus had to say, but he said the same thing. I've heard him say the same thing on Star Dish and your show, and and he's right, I guess, you know. But like I
know,
said, Becky,
when I see people attack people, or whatever I'm thinking, okay, come on, people. This is a time where people need to come together, no matter if you like the character of Liz or not, or whatever, she's an actress, you know, she deserves our support, you know, or whatever. I mean, you know, it's just like if Kelly Monaco were to get fired or whatever. I mean, I don't like the character of Sam. I have nothing against Kelly. I would, you know, say, you know, you guys fight for it. Fight for her or whatever. You know?
Excuse me, Terry. Let's be honest now.
I'm serious. I would. She were like, if she lost her job, if Kelly lost her job, I would, you know, I'd be respect to her fans and say, you know what? You know, I understand how you feel. You know, I'm sorry to hear that, but, you know.
Okay. Hold on.
I support
okay.
Your, with getting her back.
Hold on. Robin, okay, in this album, someone goes, was Robin Bone on screen? And 24 said no. But I honestly thought Robin was born on screen.
I don't think Robin was born on screen.
She came in as a seven-year-old.
Oh, we have another caller, you guys. 719, you're on air with us.
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
April.
Oh, hi, April. You're all in the room. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
April, I honestly thought Robin was born on screen, but I was bored. She came in when she was a little girl. But you know what, I think regardless if you were born on screen or not, it doesn't really matter because, you know, we didn't see, like, you know, the top legacy characters like Frances Reed and all that born on screen, so.
Yes, I remember.
I don't.
That statement is so stupid. Is that the best they could do? She wasn't.
I know.
She wasn't a core, you know, person because she wasn't born on screen. Jason wasn't born on screen. Sonny wasn't born. Come on, give me a break. What are they talking about?
I got a question. Was Lucky born on screen or no?
No.
Or were they after looking
no,
all
I don't
left?
Think so. No, they were.
Yeah.
You know, who else was born? Lucky wasn't born on screen. Lucky was, no. You know, he was
Maxie
a,
born on
he
screen?
Was a young boy. But
he was
Maxie.
A young boy.
No, Maxie wasn't, but Josie was. Josie was born on screen under that table.
Beth is asking what we're talking about. It's in response to somebody had said that Liz wasn't a legacy character because she wasn't. I guess somebody was being mean or whatever, saying that she's not a legacy character because she wasn't born on screen. So we're just trying to name people that weren't born on screen that are legacy characters.
Was Tom Hardy born on screen?
Yeah, regardless, I mean.
No.
Georgie was born on screen, I think, right? Yeah, Georgie was.
Yeah, she wasn't Liz.
But Maxie wasn't.
Was Max? No, Maxie. Was Maxie or no?
No, Maxie wasn't. But Josie was.
Every time you bring up these stories, I keep thinking the way General Hospital used to be, like with Maxie when she, and the whole storyline with Maxie's heart and when her cousin died in the bus crash or whatever crash, and that that was awesome writing back in those days.
And
bad. Emily wasn't born on screen.
Where's the writing anymore? I can't. I used to be.
Emily wasn't born on screen.
I could not wait for the summer to get here because I couldn't wait to watch General Hospital, whatever soap, in the summer. I remember when I'm probably aging myself, but I remember when Jagger, Karen, and Jason were they were stuck on the island. I loved that storyline back in the, I don't remember what year it was. I think it was 90s. That was awesome.
And the
whole storyline with her being molested was awesome. Those were a lot of relatable characters back in the day. You know, people could relate to characters that they had a long time ago.
I don't know
what they're going to do to Liz's character, so I'm afraid, I don't even want to ask anymore because the rumors are going out that she's going to get killed.
You know what? We have time in saying this.
I know.
You know what? And we are going to fight it, and you know what? I'm sorry. Fawn is not going to know what hit him in the ass. I'm sorry. But we have time in saying it, and we...
I didn't like Brenda and Jagger. I did not like Brenda when she first came on because she was getting in between Karen and Jagger, in my opinion. I couldn't stand Brenda at first. Not until she was with Jax. I'm sorry. I like Jax and Brenda, but I'm probably in the minority here.
Yeah, but I don't like the way they got the story with Brenda and Dante. They had a child.
Oh, yeah. That was
and
ridiculous.
And now she's
wait.
Wait.
Brenda and Dante? Okay, I'm going to be nice tonight.
We know that she doesn't have a child with Dante. It's got Alexander or whatever. I'm not watching, so I don't know what's going on, but from what I've been reading about
all I can say is when I saw Lulu and Dante broke up, I did like a happy dance.
Oh, I hated Lulu and Dante.
Lulu and Dante in the beginning, but they've totally just...
I love Lulu. I was a fan of Lulu and Johnny.
Lulu and Johnny. I liked Lulu and Johnny. I still do.
I liked them at first, but then she was dragging
them
along with Logan, and I hated that.
When are they going to show the child, Brenda and Dante? Because I want to see the child.
I don't even know if that child is Dante's. Is it Dante's? Is it rumors... Is it really his kid? I don't know. I wonder.
But you know what? Where Dante is concerned, I really don't care because I can't stand him. I cannot stand
Johnny and Liz. What? Oh, my God. Yeah, that would have been awesome. Johnny and Liz.
Well, okay, you know what?
I can see what happened.
This is
horrible. For Liz. Jason should come in and force himself into her life and say, wait a minute, Liz, you're with a mobster. You need to, I don't know, but, you know.
You guys, this is not over, okay?
It's not over, come on. How that saying goes until the fat lady sings.
It's not over until I better not say that.
Johnny is the hotter, younger Jason.
I will have a big announcement Wednesday night, so stay tuned for Wednesday night big announcement.
You're gonna have people wondering what the announcement is. That's not fair.
You know what? You're not supposed to say that.
That's not fair. Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess that's like a spoiler for people to come back. I guess that's good.
Well, yeah. Spin goes, is the granddaughter of two main characters whose daughter on the show, Steve Andre, not Legacy, I don't know. I'm not splitting.
I don't know. We're logical people. I don't know what's happening with the people behind the scenes. They don't have any logic in it anymore, so, or people that are staying
out.
Isn't
that Andre, her step-grandmother? Asking, was Audrey actually her step-grandmother or am I wrong?
I like what you said in there. If Liz isn't a legacy character, then neither are any of the Hortons. That's true. Look at Nathan Horton is from a legacy character on, and he wasn't even born on screen, you know.
He's the grandson
Nathan
of Tom and Alice.
Huh?
I mean, not the grandson, the great grandson or something.
Right, yeah, the great grandson of Tom and Alice. Yeah.
You know what?
Look
we don't
at,
really
look
have
at
to be
he's from a,
about
the Hortons too.
Characters.
He's come from a legacy family. Man,
you know,
I wish they could bring back on Days of Our Live Lucas. You know, I don't like how they wrote.
I wasn't a big fan.
One of the twins, his and then the other EJ's. That was ridiculous, man, that storyline. You know?
No, I still don't buy that Johnny
EJ. Oh, yeah, grandma, though.
Yeah, I know.
I think Beth is her dad. You know what? I would love to see, Duff Weber return as MacGyver. I mean, he played MacGyver, but I can't think of that.
Did Maddie back in the day, really? She did?
Really?
I didn't know
that.
Damn,
I didn't know that.
He started on soaps.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I wouldn't be so upset if Rebecca decided to leave on her own. You know, but
yeah, you know, but she didn't, and we are gonna fight.
I know,
They could have went out.
And said, "Listen, Becky, we're gonna have to cut costs. Can we cut some of your salary or something, or whatever?"
You know,
gonna be on less on screen or whatever, or you know, they could have found other ways, other business decision ways to keep her.
I like my rebel. Go on, Maya, you thing is not working here. You know, we are going to go on to Christina and Ethan, so we have to fire you. Goodbye, and, you know, I would have been happy. Natasha starts on Days of Our Life tomorrow. I cannot wait, Nicole.
Oh, good. I'm actually looking forward to her on the show. I mean, I want to see a softer side to EJ. I'm getting tired of this evil EJ.
Oh, I hate EJ.
I kind of liked EJ with Nicole. They were two peas in a pod. You know, I mean,
I love EJ with Nicole.
I liked him on All My Children, so I kind of followed him back to quit Days of Our Lives, because I went back to see what his story was going to be all about. But then when he got with Sammy, I kind of like just, you know. But then when he got with Nicole, I tuned back in kind of. So
I thought they said they're going to bring Laura back. What happened?
They're going to bring
her
back?
What happened?
Laura. They said they're going to bring her back.
On General Hospital?
Yeah.
We still don't know.
Oh, well, I don't know if she'd want to come back now. I wouldn't come back. I would if I was her, I wouldn't want to come back to the show.
I don't believe her.
It's like
about the younger audience comment.
Hello.
What was that?
Hello.
Yes.
What happened?
What were you saying?
No, she said something about comment.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can, yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, yeah, I just want to say, aside from the fact that I'm in the younger audience and don't like this, my sister is 15 and she hates Sam, so.
Really, does
there
she?
You go.
Yeah, okay. I like to hear that because a lot of the Sam fans seems to be that age group and they love her. You
I
know?
Love
and
yeah,
I
know,
she hates her.
I don't understand anybody.
I'm telling you.
I'm not disrespecting if there's anybody, like the guest on here, that loves Sam. I mean, you're going to like who you like, you know, but I just don't get what the appeal is for Sam. I don't get what it is about her that people, I mean, I know I keep saying this, but there was a time where I almost became a Jason and Sam fan for like a split second the first time around. And I could see back then why people like her, but I can't see it now. I just don't understand. I mean, what is it about Sam that people like? I don't get it. I honestly don't get it. And I tried to play devil's advocate to like her, but I can't like her.
I was starting to actually lean toward liking her.
You were starting. You were starting to like her a little bit.
No, the sliver of a second during the bus crash scenes. Like a really sliver of a second, and then I was trying to watch her to see if I did like her, but then I found this out, and no, I don't. I hate her with every fiber of my being.
Okay, good. As soon as she went with Jake, as soon as Liz handed Jake to my dislike for Sam grew even tenfold for her.
Oh, no, it was definitely not during that. It was when she was talking with Molly.
It was like after the butt. Yeah, I mean, see, the problem is that they whitewashed Sam. They whitewashed her too much for me. I probably could have liked her. I liked her when she was lucky back in those days, you know. I just
can't. Yeah, I loved them.
I loved they were hot.
I didn't never.
Yeah, and they threw them under the bus, too.
I was never a Lucky Liz fan. I was never into that. That was my friend, though. But I just, I couldn't.
I mean, I could understand.
And then
why,
I loved Liz with everyone but Lucky and Xander. I could tolerate Lucky and Liz,
were okay. I mean, I didn't hate them. I just didn't, there weren't a couple that I liked, but I could watch the show. You know, I could watch their relationship grow, but I mean, I just can't, I detest Jason and Sam. I can't even fast forward them without puking.
Yeah,
you
know
what
really
I do? What I did?
What did you do?
I covered my right eye.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't blind me, but if I have both eyes, I'm blinded.
With the recent scenes with them on the 5th, you had no other choice but to cover one eye because you couldn't very well fast forward the whole scene because Liz was in there with Jake, you know, and everything. So, you know, you go from a high when you hear Steve tweeting that he's working with Becky. You know, it was like my Christmas present. And then you go from a complete do 180. It's like now I'm totally pissed. I don't think I'll ever get over it unless they rectify this.
Yeah, exactly. I love Liz with everyone but Lucky and Xander, and I love Sam with only Lucky and only Greg's Lucky.
Yeah, I know. And I do like the Xander thing. Ruined Liz. Liz was the it girl before Courtney came on and before I should say Becky was like the it girl on that show. You know, she was in every, they're writing for her really good. And she was, you know, the Lucky and listing that, you know, they kind of took Sarah out of the picture because of Liz, you know, because she was the bad girl and everybody loved her. And as soon as she came in and as soon as Sam came in.
Oh, you guys, Allie had to go too bad.
Hans did not like her, Liz's character. What was that? Somebody on the other? Did somebody call in?
No, Allie had to go to bed. She told everyone to say
okay.
Night.
All right.
And they had to get up early in the morning, so.
April, are you on that Facebook page? That
April.
Or are you on Facebook?
Which one?
The Facebook page, the Facebook rehearsed one?
Yeah, I am, and I'm barely on Facebook, so.
Okay. I was barely on
Someone.
I'm obsessed with this. This has made me, I have
yeah,
never been so
obsessed
passionate
with
about
that,
anything.
People.
You can
yeah,
find me on
Twitter.
I was on Facebook very, very little, but now I'm like on it all the time because of this, you know, and it's just like I can't stand what they have done, and this is the only way that I know how to fight it.
Okay, what's your Facebook? I'm looking up right now.
To go on here.
No, you guys, we have another call. Hold on. 907, you on the air?
Hi, this is Adri.
Hello.
And I'm calling to support Becky.
Oh, good.
And I'm really upset.
You're not the only one. We are. I am too. I'm calling to support her too because.
And I am a big Jason and Elizabeth fan.
Yes.
And.
Oh. Wow, we love you for that.
And well, you'll love this part. I can't stand Sam.
I mean, why do they feel they need this force, Jason and Sam? I mean, like I said, I'm not disrespecting the people that love that couple. I just can't understand the appeal to them. I don't understand.
It makes Jason look bad.
I don't
Jason
see why Sam
bad.
Would go back to a guy who threatened to kill her.
Why do they think why?
I know.
And you know, it's just a
that was my favorite scene.
It makes you think all of a sudden they're getting rid of Liz just to pimp them even more. Why? I mean, come on, they think
but
this
is guys,
the worst.
You guys remember, you guys, this is not over by a long shot. We are here fighting for Liz, fighting for Becky. This fight is not over.
No.
You know, we just have to remember that.
So at this point right now, I don't really care about Jason and Liz right now. I just want to bring Liz back. I'm a big supporter of Jason and Liz at this point.
I agree with that.
You know?
I think it's important that we – the thing is, if Becky wants to stay, then
yeah.
we need to fight for Becky to stay. And they've listened before, and I don't know why they can't listen again because she is a major – she has a lot of fans.
Yeah,
I go to
fan
club weekend, and she has a lot of fans.
Yeah,
that go.
And they underestimated her. They underestimated how many fans she has. They underestimated. This was a decision that was very bad because they don't realize that she is a big part of the show. As somebody put on a radio show the other day, I think it was Stardish. She's the heartbeat of the show, if you ask me. You know, and that person that said that, you know, it's just like the heartbeat, and you're taking that heartbeat away, basically.
The thing is, no disrespect, and I'm going to say this too, no disrespect to other actors, but Rebecca has been on that show a long time,
needs
to be respected over some others who haven't been on there so long.
Yeah,
I could be
yeah.
more
exactly.
than that, but I'm going to leave it at that because I've already stated earlier pretty much how I feel, so.
Yeah.
But I mean, I really do, and I think they made a big mistake. It's a real shame when a character like that and an actress like that gets let go, and other actresses that haven't been on as long still get to stay on and get an expanded role.
And you can't tell me it's storyline dictated because Elizabeth Weber, there's so much story for her to tell. And there's a lot of people that have been saying what kind of stories they'd like to see for her. And, okay, now, they're just being stupid heads by doing this, you know?
That's
come on,
really
bring Tom back. The guy that raped her. Have a continue with that kind of a story or something, you know? Have him come out
and
try to get back at her.
Find out her mom's name. And bring
her
mom.
Yeah, right, so she could help Michael.
Yeah, or have her be involved in the Michael. Yeah, have her be involved in the Michael storyline because she, more than anybody, is better suited to
help. I understand where Michael's going to.
Yeah, she was raped twice. And you know what? She has Jake. She has Jake.
Yes.
That's a major tie, and they just ignore that.
Yes,
and
exactly.
And that infuriates me that they give Elizabeth the character this and Becky this meaty storyline, and then they drop it. And that isn't right
what's
either.
What's your name?
What's my name?
Yeah, what's your
My name is Adriana.
Oh, hi, Adriana.
Okay, Adriana, I agree. We agree with you. It's just, you know, I mean, there was this... So much more story. I mean, come on, bring back Manny. But, you know, bring back Manny to mess with her again. You know, then Jason will have to get involved.
Jason rescue Elizabeth so many times, then have him rescue Sam. Sam's the one that got herself into the trouble. You know?
Yes, Sam is the one.
Always the one getting herself into trouble. At least with Elizabeth. She's independent. She doesn't need to have a guy on her at her beck and call or whatever.
Exactly.
But that's how they're writing her. Been writing her lately to be so obsessed with these men like Nicholas and whatever.
Well,
you know?
I actually have to go, but I just want to
say
this.
Can I just
I'm
ask you
love...
one thing? What was your reaction when you first heard it? Were you like crying or were you just stunned?
I was stunned because out of all the actresses and actors that I thought they'd let go, that is not the one. And I don't believe the storyline dictated.
Yes.
That doesn't mean I know anything or claiming to, but I can't believe that storyline dictated.
Me too.
It doesn't make any sense.
Please come back.
Yeah.
Please come back on Wednesday.
Yeah.
We are having another show.
Come to the show again. Yeah, it was nice talking to you.
you too, and I just want to say that I will continue to support Rebecca
yes.
and the character of Elizabeth no matter
yes.
what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, I'm rooting for her. You know what? If she's got to go, she can take out half the town.
No, no.
That's not how I feel.
That's
fine.
That's
if she's got to go, then
well,
just take out.
She's taking most of her fans with her. She's taking this fan with her wherever she goes. I'm not going back to DH.
She could just take out a few characters while she's at it.
I know.
I'll just laugh and go.
She should just kill them while she's at it, huh?
Yeah, that's a given for me.
Yeah, I know.
You'll recognize me on Soapstone, so if you see me on there, that's, yeah. The given
for
me.
Are you on the Facebook page? Did you join the
Facebook? I'm on Soapstone.
Are you on Facebook? Do you have a Facebook account?
No, I'm not, but I'm
on
Soapstone.
Are you not? Okay, I was going to say.
I'm Steve's Alaskan Queen on Soapstone.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. That's Twitter. Yeah, so it's a given if you see my post that, yeah, I usually want Sam dead so much that the other posters are like, yeah, we know. You said it 50 million times.
I know.
Try to say something else.
I know.
I'm like, okay, I'm trying, but I still want her dead. Thank you.
I know. Hopefully one day she will be. Jason should have just went through with it, huh? He should have killed her.
Jason, you fucked up by not going through with it.
I think he should have shot her, but, you know, that's
I know.
Me.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Call again.
Okay,
we have another call, 281. 281, you're on AO.
Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
Crystal.
Hi, Crystal.
Hey,
are you from New Jersey?
Hi. I actually like Sam.
You're from New Jersey too. You like Sam and Liz? Oh, that's.
And I like
Sam
and Liz.
Callers that call that like Sam and Liz because you know it's you know we know that you are not against Liz or you know I don't know what I was trying to say but we haven't had that.
I fell in love with LNL too, the original.
Oh, you did? Okay.
And then I actually like Liaison and I like Shazam.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, well. Okay.
I was mad because, I mean, I loved Rebecca Hurst, and it was just really sad to hear that. You know, I thought, okay, they brought JJ back.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, well, that went
I down. Know.
That was the wrong move to make, ABT.
Anything they could have written a really good storyline for Liz and Lucky, you know?
Hello?
Hi.
Yes, I'm going to call you guys back, okay? I'm going to go through.
All right, okay.
So I'll call back later, okay?
All right, bye.
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 See, I really wanted Spinelli or Johnny to turn out to be her brother.
Oh, really?
Oh. You know what? I love you even more. That was Spinelli was just to open my home more. It's, wow. Wait, are you talking about, okay. For Spinelli or Johnny to be his brother.
Right?
Yeah, or like Carly to somehow be her sister.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, my God. I would love that.
Or something, huh? Or even maybe Sunny's sister or something, you know? Liz could have turned out to be Sunny's sister or whatever, you know?
Yeah, like her kid's cousin. I always wanted that.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I know.
I just think it would have been awesome, like, if she had the mob in her blood all along, and then Jason's like, okay, I screwed up.
Yeah, I know. Oh, wow.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
I have a problem in chat. Annie, we are this thing how we feel about... You know, how we are feeling and telling people to grow up. No, people are just angry right now. And you, I know you're a Sam fan, but, you know, not everyone is a Sam fan. You can go on.
I tried.
I know.
What was this? Somebody came in here and just says, what is this about? Becky's job. I think Anne was responding to that person that came in here. I don't know, what did she say? Something, Whatever is this about saving Ecky's job or trashing Sam? I must be in the wrong place. And then I think Anne was just saying, that's not funny. And she just said, grow up, Anne. Is that what you're trying to, yeah, I think somebody was in here. Sandy Summers. Actually, no, it's just not about the, it's, you know, it's not really about Liaison or just Sam anymore. It should be about Becky, you know. And I know we're talking about Sam or whatever, but we just feel cheated. I know I feel cheated for Liz and Jason. You know, they could have had, I don't even care if it's a month or whatever, 3 or 4 months or something. They could have given them their middle. And then I wouldn't have cared if we went back with Sam, really, because at least we've gotten a chance. You know?
It's not about Liaison, because I'm a Liaison, electric, Riz fan.
You like both couples, and you kind of understand both sides then, you know? You're like on both sides of the, you know, whatever. You're like a bookend, you know, two bookends. You can understand both sides and everything. And, I mean, I was a Jason, like I said earlier, I was almost a Liz, I mean, a Sam and Jason fan the first time round, because I kind of knew they were going there. I felt that's where they were going with them, and I can see why people fell in love with them the first time
round. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Huh?
Okay, Sandy, someone goes, since I came in here, I hear negativity about Sam and nothing proactive about Becky. Excuse me.
We're very proactive about Becky. Yeah.
Yeah, we've been proactive about Becky even before this started.
Well, I don't know. People can you really blame us though for talking? This we're, as you can tell, the co-hosts of this show are heavily Liaison people, so we just feel very cheated of not ever having that story being told. We got crumbs, you know. We got crumbs, and
yeah,
we wanted the whole piece.
We got crumbs. They too got, you know, the apple pie or whatever. I'm sorry.
I'm not disrespecting
that
people love Jason and Sam. I mean, we all gonna like who we like, you know. I mean, if you go to the Sam radio, they talk trash about. Like,
oh,
all the,
if you go to the Sam radio,
they always go in there. Yeah, they're talking negative about her all the time, and, you know, I mean,
Okay, Sandy, someone, I just thought this was the hell I helped Becky, and what, okay, this is, but I'm sorry, this is a help Becky, but we need to get out how we are feeling, and all that anger that we have been feeling, you know, and the thing you see, Beth, if you scroll up, you will see some of that. Address, extendra, you know, I mean.
We have been supporting Becky. This is not the only show we've had. We've had a couple of other shows supporting her. So there was one
show
we had.
Yeah, there's been shows all week.
Yeah, we've been supporting her. We've been, we put up a Facebook page for her. You know, there's a couple of Facebook pages out there, and there's been a lot of people joining it. It's not only Liz and Jason fans. This is a Becky fan. It's anybody that loves her. You know, you could be a Lyric fan. You could be a, you know, Lucky and Liz fan. It's about everybody coming together. So believe you me, we've been supporting her. So,
yeah,
because,
I mean, the fan base works. I don't think they're why she was let out, because, I mean, every soap has had a fan base for one point or other.
I just don't understand. There was so much story to tell for Elizabeth, and, you know, put the
Ben, you know, we got to remember, everyone, it's not over. It's not over. We have 2 months. To say, wait a moment, this outcry, let's make noise, because you know what? You know, let's not blame the actors. I'm blaming Fonz. Fonz and Sweeney. You know, they need their head examined.
The one thing I don't get is if Jazam and Liaison had such a fan, you know, every one side wanted one, one side wanted the other. And that was one of the biggest things GH had going for him.
I know.
Might get rid of part of one of the couples.
Yes, I know, exactly, exactly. They,
exactly.
Both mine, Liz, they could have made, I know some people probably not like, they could have made a triangle out of it or something. Because don't all soap operas have big triangles or something?
Yeah.
They could have made a triangle out of it. Everybody could have had their, everybody could have been happy. You know what
I mean,
I'm saying?
All my children
have
Ryan Greenlee
been struggling
Man.
Between Sam and Elizabeth.
Oh.
You know, I'm probably in the minority with that, with the triangle thing. I thought they could have done a triangle. They could have written a story with the three of them. You know,
look,
Jason's struggling, trying to juggle who he wants to be with or whatever. Everybody would have been happy. And
or they could have written a square like they did on All My Children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
J.R. Annie Marissa Scott.
Adrian. Wait, you named Adrian, right?
Well, not Annie's going to be leaving, but I kind of disappointed with that.
I mean, like, when
about
they
that.
First started with that.
Oh, when they first started, yeah.
And now I guess it's like Ryan Greenlee Scott Madison or something.
Yes. No,
you know what?
Like Riley
and you know what? Okay, I did not want to do this, people, but I had to. I had to. Well, I'm both. You know, I have to boycott one of the soaps, and I did not want to boycott AMC, but, like, I had to. It was, like, I knew I had to. So,
yeah,
I mean,
I
love
Ryan
and Greenlee.
You can't. See, I was one of those people that I tuned back in after Liz and Jason broke up. I stopped watching, but somebody convinced me on the air.
Okay,
to go back.
I'm sorry. I didn't know it was going
to
be
and so
bad, okay?
And I just had to, I had faith, you know, that maybe one day Liz and Jason would get together. And I probably would still be watching if they hadn't have done this to Becky because I just can't support a show that's going to fire an actor when there's so much rich story to tell for her because she's coming from a legacy family. And they're getting rid of all the legacy characters on this show. You know what
I mean,
I'm saying?
I can't boycott all of them, but I can easily boycott General Hospital.
Yeah, I'm not boycotting.
Well, okay, this is April, right? Wait, are you April?
Yeah,
April, I agree with you. I mean, there are some reasons why I'm not boycotting. Yeah, you know, I'm keep going on soap now because for me too, you know, yeah, I want to do the boycott. I just can't because me not seeing Spin is like me not breathing. I have this terrible crush on Bradford. And
I'm not him up.
What was that?
I
said I somehow gave him
okay,
up. I don't
you,
know how, though.
You, okay, you are a lot better than I am because I can't, but I just believe that we are going to get Becky back with everything in me. I think they are going to know what how much they fucked up with this, and, you know, and we just have to make them more noise than we ever, you know, have done. And we need to write to the soap magazine to say, wait a moment. You know, you guys are much as responsible than ABC in a way. You know, you need to tell what's really happening. You know, I don't want to hear a storyline dictated about every filing, okay? This was not storyline dictated. Langston was not storyline dictated. Okay.
I know.
When you.
I know.
You know, and I love
you
Langston.
You cannot say it's storyline dictated after Star lost Cole and now she's doing
I
her
know.
Not, I don't
and
like Star lost Cole at all.
You're starting the Ford and Langston romance. I like Ford and Langston and I was. I know I'm. I don't know if I want to. I might want to boycott that show now, but I like Todd and Taya and. I can't.
See, I didn't like Ford and Langston because I'm a huge Langston Marco fan,
oh,
but
really?
I would still
okay.
take Ford and Langston.
Well, I like Langston and Marco too.
Her.
I was just into them, but I don't like how they kind of wrote Ford when he first came on. Because Langston didn't seem the type of girl to do that to Marco. You know what I mean? And sleep around on Marco and everything, you know? But that's what I'm talking about. The writing, it's all to the writing. The writing sucks on
yeah,
you know,
like,
some
you
of these stories.
Yeah, like you were talking about the courthouse breakup, I stopped watching after the courthouse breakup, except for the outside Kelly scene. And then my friend's like, you've got to see this. So I came back for the Nicholas stuff, and then I fell in love with them. And I'm like the only Lea Swan fan who loves them, but...
Oh, yeah. Really? That loves, like, Liz and Nick, right? Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I told you, I love Liz with everyone but Lucky and Xander, so...
Liz has great chemistry with anybody, you know, I think. I didn't like her with Xander either. I didn't like that either, but... Cause
I just
was
hated
Xander
how they made her,
fan.
Like, cheat and lie. I was hoping she would give up Lucky and then do a nice Nick and
yeah.
Liz, but of course not.
See, the moment I fell in love with Liz and Jason was when Lucky died in the fire, well, supposedly died in the fire, and... He was standing there watching Liz break down and Sunny grabbed her and then Jason was just watching, and then he's just watching her from afar, like when she was with Bobby, and the way he just stood there, and he even went up to her and asked if she was okay, and just that moment, I just like fell in love with them that night at the fire, you know, and their connection at Jake and everything, and it's like, and I love it.
Yeah.
I just Beth, and the room goes, yeah, write letter to the Meg, advertising Disney, ABC, and Sweeney Rob. I go, Sandy goes, I want Liz with Patrick. I would not want Liz and Patrick, I'm
the
sorry.
Liz and Patrick?
Yeah, I love Liz and Patrick, too,
yeah.
But I love Robin and Patrick more.
Yeah,
so.
I like Robin and Patrick, too.
Yeah.
I'd be on the fence with them. Like, I'd be on the fence if they had Liz and Jason and Robin and Jason, because I was a big Robin and Jason fan back in the day. I was so upset when she left the last time and how they wrote that in there when she told Michael and gave up Michael to, you know, that she told the truth, you know. But I was a big Robin and Jason fan. That, God, I think I'd be on the fence if they had that triangle.
Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, you don't have to go, but yeah.
Oh, no, I have to go.
We will be here.
Okay, we'll come back. We're always here on the phone on Monday and Wednesday, so.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, so we have 719 is still here. That is,
Is that okay?
April?
Is Shirley still
what?
Here?
Yep.
Shirley? Are you on the phone? Where are you? Bridget hasn't called in either, Bridget. Why are you not calling in?
Where is she trying to?
Oh, she's trying to. Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, sometimes the fan wars got too out of control. You know, somebody said that if it wasn't for fan wars, like, I don't know. It's just, it got
crazy sometimes.
Yeah, but
I mean, you look at the Lucas,
you know,
Sammy,
a lot of,
EJ... And,
yeah, the EJ.
Sammy EJ racing, I mean.
Oh, God. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And why did you have to get rid of Lucas? Was it story? They probably said it was storyline dictated, too, huh?
Well, I read in an interview that Brian says he quit, but I also read that they wanted to drop him to recurring after, how long was it, like 17 years?
Oh,
and he quit.
I remember
said,
that, too.
No, he was on the phone, like, a long time, like... I want to almost say 10 years.
Yeah, because, I mean, I was two, but I started watching when he came on, and then I left when he left, so it's like 17 years or something.
And didn't you just say when you came on one of our shows, you said that if Becky were to go to Days of Our Lives, you'd totally go back to watching Days again? Was that
which I would hate because there'd be no Lucas and there'd be EJ still, but yes, I would.
Yeah.
I hate they was a passion. I want to kill the son of a bitch every day. I'm like,
okay.
You know what?
I don't know. I liked him with Nicole, but. And...
I don't know. I think huge Lucas fans just automatically hate EJ, so.
Yeah, well, I do. Lucas and Sammy in the beginning of the relationship kind of like was. A lot of angst, wasn't there? They, like, hated each other at first, didn't they, or no?
No, they were actually best friends. And then
were
they?
Oh, okay.
About Will's paternity, and then they hated each other and tried to kill each other.
I remember them being at each other's throats more than anything, you know?
Yeah, because they were since he found out that Will was his son, and Sammy had lied to him.
Oh, and that's right. They were like that for years.
Because
I was on and off on that show, too, Days of Our Lives. I kept going to different networks watching soaps when there was a lot of them.
When there was a lot of them?
When there was a lot
of
them.
I even watched Passions.
You go from, like, back in the day, there was, like, 14. Now there's, like, only 6. They lost half of their soaps. Or daytime lost half of their soaps.
Okay.
They're having a...
Okay.
I'm on the Facebook right now. They're having a DH Hour phone rally on January 25th, tomorrow, during GH tomorrow. So,
okay.
And instead of watching the show, of course, just do a phone rally during the, tomorrow. You just call the comment line.
Wait, is Dawn still on the phone or did Dawn hang up? He put Dawn.
No, I'm still on.
I was the other caller that called in that likes both Liaison and Jasam. I was kind of...
Sandy, the small people I'm thankful for. No matter what, Elizabeth can hold her head up for not sleeping with Sunny. You know what?
I would not...
I would not mind it, like a hot sex
between
Sunny and
Liz.
It's because I'm...
I love every guy on that show except for Lucky, so I really don't care who Liz is with, actually.
I love you. This
one,
I mean, you know, this
actually back
you
in the
like
day
Sunny.
When Jason left and when Jason asked Sunny to look after Liz, I could kind of see that. I could have.
Yeah.
You know, Carly was getting really jealous of Liz, too, when she was hanging around with Sunny.
I know.
Sunny was kind of like her protector back in the day, too. So, yeah, she had chemistry.
Yeah.
She has chemistry just about with anybody.
Oh,
yeah,
and she was so Lucky looks so young. I agree.
Yeah, he does.
Certainly
looks like he should date Lulu.
No, okay.
Hello.
Okay.
Hi, Shirley.
You're back.
Hi.
You're back.
What happened?
Well, I never left. I told you that I was watching tennis. I got into the tennis.
Oh, yeah.
April, you
Sorry,
said Greg
girls.
Lucky. You would have seen like.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I like the Greg Lucky. I really do. To me, that
was
amazing.
Yeah, I've only seen the old YouTube, but...
You know what? They say you don't miss the water till the well runs dry. Now, when Greg Vaughn was Lucky, you know, we complained about him until he got with Sam. And he and Sam, they were very, very good together. Plus, it kept her out of Jason's orbit. So,
I really loved Lucky and Sam.
Oh, I love
Yeah, and I never realized
I
how much I loved Greg Lucky until he left.
I love this guy. The Mia said in here, Liz, 3 kids. Sunny, 4 kids. A modern-day...
funny. That's funny. Fly, I like that. Yeah,
I got it.
Funny's got more kids out there that are coming out of the woodworks.
You guys, I got the song. Here's the story of a mob prince.
A man named Sunny.
I'm trying.
I don't know. I'm just in, like, I'm so in denial of all this. I'm so upset.
I
can't stand it.
I decided that I'm living in the denial. I've been angry. I cried, but I'm not going to do the last part. I'm not accepting it. I'm not accepting it.
And Sam went in, okay. Yeah.
I'll
disagree because I'm the Liz and Jason Sam, but like I said, everybody's gonna like their couple who they
like.
So I respect, like I said,
I love Liz and Jason first, last, and always, and I love Liz and everyone. So
Becky is going to end up where she's supposed to be.
Becky's gonna
end up back on Dental Hospital. We all see supposed to be.
Well, you know, the part, you know, that, but I fear, this is only my opinion, I fear that if, let's say that they did bring her back, what kind of storyline are they going to give her? Because we know what they gave her prior to her
party. Yeah, and when they realize they've lost,
they
leave alert.
What I think they need to do now is realize that the fans are crying, not just for Becky, but for better story, in my opinion, because...
Yes.
We want to see, they don't have to, we don't have to tell them how to write. They should just take our suggestions of what majority of fans want. As I told Carly one day, they should send out little things in the mail. The people that order the magazines that do a subscription, maybe put in there, what do you want to see, a change or something? What do you want to see? What kind of stories do you want to see? And then maybe randomly send out, like, little, like, surveys. You know, people that don't watch soaps could throw it away. The people that do, they could fill it out and send it or whatever. They need to, instead of using focus groups, I know they probably won't do that, but just go on to the board.
Focus groups doesn't,
what people want.
Doesn't do anything.
I know. I mean, yeah. I mean, I just think that,
you
know, I don't know.
They're just going to do what they want to
do. I know they're still
going to
do what they're going to do, but.
And that's it. You know,
the thing with Becky is that she would
she
could act out the worst story that's given to her. You know, that she has been given worse stories on the show, but she
yeah,
just
like
takes
every
it.
Time they had her lie about somebody's paternity.
Yeah, I know. And what I hated about what they did to her was when Lucky came back and when he found out that he totally had to get up in her face and totally yell at her in front of Nicholas, when that character of Lucky did worse things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they only did that for JJ's Emmy nod, I can guarantee you.
Because to give him an Emmy nod, huh?
But,
yeah.
But you know what, Terry, you know, that Lucky and the other, and, you know, the Jonathan Jackson Lucky and the Greg Vaughn Lucky, they were two different Luckies.
I know.
They were,
yeah.
They were treated that
problem
way.
The problem was is
when,
that they weren't consistent.
Jonathan Jackson
they just
came
got,
back.
They threw everything, the other two, Jacob Young's Lucky and Greg Vaughn Lucky, they totally forgot
window.
About everything that they've done.
And they started,
Jacob Lucky sleeping with Sarah.
Yeah.
Right.
And Greg Lucky sleeping with Max and Sam.
You know, I was thinking.
I know. And then he was nearly lost Jake. She could have lost Jake because of Lucky when he knocked her down, you know, a couple of times.
Yeah.
You
yes.
know?
And then when he fired at her and Jason had to save her.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yep. And, you know, I know this time with the Russian thing. I know some people might not agree, but in my opinion...
Oh, no. The Russian thing, let's give this loud and clear.
It's Lucky and
the
Sam.
Russian thing
the ones that brought
and
in
Lucky
the,
and
the
Sam.
First place.
Exactly. They were the ones investigating.
They were investigating.
Exactly.
They brought...
It wasn't
so,
Jason's part at all.
Jason... Oh, my... I know. That's... Yeah. So, I know.
You know,
that,
it wasn't...
It was,
you know what?
Brought
every
in.
Time
Jason,
I think about it...
Every time something happened to Jake, it had nothing to do with Jason. It was all...
Yeah,
exactly.
All,
and you know what?
Jake.
Well, it was all other people.
I was crazy woman.
Yeah.
And you know what? People forget that... Lucky with the idiot that was supposed to go to with them to
the cabin.
Yeah, the cabin.
Yeah, because if they'd gone where Jason or wanted them to go.
I know. And it should have been Elizabeth. It should have been Liz to help find Jake.
Mm-hmm.
That's their child together. I would have loved
that
to
was...
see them search for their kid together and everything.
Well,
Sam had
that
no,
was their way of whitewashing.
Yeah, that's the problem. It was that's what they wanted.
Yeah.
They just wanted to whitewash, and
exactly.
None of this that Liz has been totally whitewashed the other way. They've totally whitewashed her into a bad way. You know what
no,
I mean?
Yeah, because am I the only one who remembers that?
That's what they
at
did,
some point, Elizabeth hated cheating.
Yeah. Oh my God. See. Oh gosh. Yeah. Yeah, I know. She would never have done that. She never would have cheated on anybody.
Exactly.
You know, she even apologized
for hating
Jason
it.
On their night of passion. She even apologized to Jason because she realized she had did that with Xander. That when
she is lying too because she left Jason because of it.
Yeah. I know. Oh gosh, I know. She hated the fact that Jason kept that secret that he knew that Sunny was alive, and I hated Jason for that at that moment because. That was the downfall of the relationship, and she could not stand to even see him, you know, or whatever, if I could remember. I'd have to go back and check, go on YouTube, which I can't even watch Liz and Jason anymore right now. It's too sad. Or any Liz scenes, for that matter.
You're asking if she couldn't stand to see him, is that it?
No, because I remember every time she'd see Jason, she kind of like give him the dirty look or something, or because
well, that's
of
pretty
what
much
he
why
did.
I got with Court. That's pretty much why I got with Court. I mean Courtney.
Yeah. Oh my god.
She kept pushing him away.
I hated Courtney with Jason too. I wasn't a Courtney fan.
I hated it. You know.
I hated
Courtney
with everyone.
I don't understand.
Well,
that
you know
scene.
Why? I do not mind Courtney with Zach. That
I
did not bother
Zach,
me.
Yeah, I didn't really like her with Nicholas because I was a Nicholas and Emily fan. So I didn't.
Yeah,
like,
so was I. I was a big Nicholas and Emily fan.
Yeah,
not anymore.
Oh my god,
but.
I know. They just don't know how to write they don't know how to write romance on this show. Is the sad thing about it. They don't know how to do it. You know.
And I mean,
yeah,
when Jason
I mean,
like
I,
asked Liz to cover for Courtney, that was. Big thing for me.
And remember Jason said to Courtney that he never loved Liz? Didn't he say
yeah,
that?
That was big too.
That was a slap in the face for the people that know Jason loved Elizabeth. What did he say to her when he had to leave her? He had to leave because they were getting, he's like said something, this is more than friendship. I forgot, it was when he was shot and when he
yeah,
was
yeah, more than friends.
Yeah, we're more than friends. Friends don't sit here and feed you soup and or whatever or do the stuff that she was doing for him. That's more than friends. And he even wanted her to go away with him to Paris or wherever he went the first time.
Their biggest faults, they were never on the same page at the same time.
At the same time.
For whatever reason. Because when he was ready to, you know, give it a go, she was afraid. She pulled back. And vice versa. You know, it's just, you know, you can sort of see the handwriting on the wall that they were not going to
be. I know. See, that's
together.
Why I kind of turned it off back in those days,
you know,
too. I kept coming back to
put
them I stopped
together.
Watching you General Hospital. As soon as Courtney came in the picture, I stopped wanting watching General Hospital for a few years. I joined the Canvas. And I kind of, like, was back and forth every 6 months to check out spoilers because I knew eventually they had to put them in the same vicinity together, you know, interact together, you know, because it's a soap opera. Come on, you know. And they were a popular couple. And then I stopped watching General Hospital, and I was okay about it, you know. And then
yeah, because I love Alicia, but I could not stand her character.
When I turned back in, you know, to the show. And the scab writers knew how to write better than the actual writers for Jason and Liz.
Yeah.
That was some of the best writing we
I
had.
I know.
When
really
the scab
was.
Writers. And then
you know what?
Well,
we need another virus strike.
We need another
virus strike, people.
Just in daytime, though. Primetime's pretty good.
Oh, whoa. Okay, hold on. 201, you were back?
Oh, on ABC
yes,
that
I'm
I watch
back.
Right now.
Hi.
Hello?
Well, I mean,
hi, 201 and back.
Yeah, I'm back. Hi.
Oh, hello. Hi.
Yeah, I'm supporting Becky.
Yeah, we all are. This is kind of like a morning. I feel like we're kind of still in the morning. I'm just like.
Okay, you guys. Okay. We have nothing to moan yet. It's not over.
I know, but
you know,
I mean,
it's so.
As you put it, Carly, one day you're in the denial stage, the five stages of grief, kind of.
I know.
Still in the denial stage, but this we
yes,
could fight. This we could, like, you know, nobody's dead yet. So, well, I shouldn't have said that because nobody is dead. But I mean, well, Liz isn't dead yet, I should say. So, you know, there's still
I was
there's
watching
still
all
a
the
chance.
Is it true? Are they really gonna?
That's what I'm
kill
hearing.
Her
the
off?
Rumors have been flying out there. They're gonna.
Okay,
kill her
you
off.
Know what?
Okay, you know what, Moomoos. Okay, you know what? Well, okay, Moomoos, you know, I don't believe in those Moomoos because those Moomoos, the same Moomoos, were saying that the last air date was January 28th, and that is not true.
It's not true.
So those Moomoos, you know what?
I'm
not going to believe any of this shit until...
It ain't over until it's over. You know what I mean? How the saying goes? I mean...
Yeah, because I was watching Old Swift earlier, and I noticed that just Jason, but also Rick wanted to take her to Italy, and she hasn't even been to Italy yet.
Rick wanted to take her? Oh, really? He did?
Yeah,
really?
I was watching their honeymoon earlier, and I totally noticed that. He was talking about Italy
and Paris.
And
you know, the thing was that she was at the airport ready to go with Jason to Italy, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It really pissed me off when he did that. He totally put Sunny first at that time.
He always does.
But I mean, why does Jason? Because you know the problem is what I have a hard time is that Jason can't have that family yet Sunny can. Well, it's Jason's choice though. He's choosing not to have been
in.
Well,
Jason can have a family now.
Oh God! Didn't they say in the article that he can't be domesticated? Didn't they say that Jason can't be domesticated?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was one saying that DeSammer shouldn't want them to have a kid because then they'd have nowhere to go from that or something.
Yeah, even Richard Sims on his show, on his blog talk show, tune in tomorrow, whatever, he even said that the DeSammer fans should not want this storyline if that's where they're going because it's going to be the end for them.
Unless they pull another Lisa.
Unless they pull another Lisa, yeah. I mean,
stupid.
I don't know.
Okay,
I mean,
by the way, you guys.
See,
do
with
we
every
want
couple,
to start?
Well, even Robin and Patrick, that you have to have some angst. You can't just be happy all the time. You know, that's why they should have done a triangle. They would have had a really good, you know, for Liz and Jason and Sam. It could have, that's their...
But they did the triangle thing.
I know they didn't, but I mean...
Didn't they do the triangle thing with Liz and Jason?
Because they don't believe in romance. They don't believe in that. They just want to write
triangles.
They don't believe in that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
Robin,
like, you know,
that's
the whole
Patrick
point,
thing.
You know, like, years
is,
ago,
Lisa's
I started
part of the story,
so.
But she's being, like, a Fatal Attraction bitch, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah, like, Steph and Chloe Fox, I mean, that was a pretty good triangle.
Which one, Stephanie and who?
Steph and Chloe and Jax.
Oh!
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
Even though I didn't like Chloe and Jax, but... At least
I
love
Chloe and Stefan.
Back in the day, they knew how to write stories like that. They don't know how to write worth of shit now.
I mean, there's even one between Lucky, Summer, and Luke.
Oh, I know. That was, yeah.
I forgot about that one. Oh, my gosh. I'm forgetting. I hate General Hospital so much right now, I can't even remember none of this stuff. You know, I like I said, I wouldn't be really pissed off unless it was Becky's choice to leave.
Okay,
I'm mad about Missy, but I'm not pissed
it's not
off
over
exactly.
Until it's over, but...
Okay, see, Beth, I would love to see Sam and Liz be friends, and both of them kick this into the curb until he can man up and quit them all. I never, you know what, one Jason and crib the mob. I'm sorry. There's, you know, Jason doesn't have to crib the mob to be with Liz.
He doesn't need to be out of it. He got out of the mob. He was actually, back in the day when he was with Robin and Jason, he was out of the mob for a little while. He was raising a family with Robin
it
for like
last.
A year.
My thing is, you don't have to give up the love of your life, Liz, to be out of the mob. You know, I'm sorry, but in my opinion, you don't. You don't until, you know, I'm see, but
well,
I can see your point.
Robin, though,
I'm trying.
I have to bring back to the Robin thing, because Jason got out, but then he got back in, and Robin was kind of like the sweet, you know, she was kind of like... I'm not going to compare Robin and Liz, but kind of similar in a sense. And Robin was with him in the mob, and they were raising a family, so with Michael and everything. So, I mean.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Like, they make the mob so integral, but it's no mob at all. I mean, if you look at The Sopranos or anything, it's really mob.
Oh, gosh.
That
I know.
Mob,
they make the mob on General Hospital look so, like, you want
to
join
or
something. Like, you want
to
join the mob or whatever. You know
they
what I mean?
They don't know how to do a mob. They don't know what a mob's all about.
I know.
Exactly.
And the thing is that the mob, they make the mob look 10 times better than the cops or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody
I know,
gets...
I mean, how stupid are the cops on there, except for maybe Mac, and even Mac is sometimes an idiot.
I know.
And
you know
what is up with all my
with
children showing more
crap,
about doctors?
With danger crap with Jason and Liz. Lucky, excuse me, Lucky is the one that kind of brought in this Balkan thing here in the port.
Yes, Lucky.
We
brought
danger
into the picture, too.
No one cares about
so,
the Balkan. No,
the Balkan
no
is a Theo. He's Daniel Benzali's character.
I mean, he's a good actor, but he's a bust here on General Hospital. I've seen him in
I don't think Sonny is Jason's problem. I think Jason's biggest problem is getting rid of Sam. You know, if I was Jason, I would go. You know what? There was something that we forgot to talk about, honey. We forgot to talk about you, Roy, and my son's kidnapping.
Well,
you
I'm obviously not a Sam fan, and I think
well,
that
they're not
going
to do that, Carly. They're not going to do that. They're showing them they
are
a couple. Whether we like it or not, they are together.
I am so sick of that. Oh, if you count ordering Chinese food and getting coffee, you are really together. Oh, okay.
Well,
Sam is a female Jason. She has no identity when she's with him. That's one of the things I hate most about the couple. They don't give her an identity.
Mm-hmm.
She's just this female Jason.
Oh, yeah,
what
that's
they
true.
Are,
that is
what
true.
They are. You know, they're not Jason and Liz. Because to me, Jason and Liz, they were romance. There's nothing romantic about Jason and Sam. But, however, they are a couple, and they are who they are, you know, and that's just.
Oh, they are a couple.
Well,
okay.
Actually, I kind of
understand. A couple.
You
can
see the problem is that I just feel that, you know, they're a couple. However, but you know, they're a couple on the show, but the way they write for Jason and Sam is not. I don't know. I don't even know how to.
Okay, if they were a true couple, Jason would have been more concerned about his girlfriend's sisters than he was about Morgan and Michael, his godchildren. No, if they were an actual couple,
well,
you know,
with them writing them as a couple, they don't know how to write a couple.
Jason. I mean, the Sammers, like, the Sam fans who want her with Jason, her whole life is about Jason. They should want better for her.
That's the problem, is that Sam hasn't had, it's all about Jason. Didn't she say when she broke up with Jason, she got her self-respect back?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well,
and then they gave her identity.
I know about all of that. Right. That's, and everything you say is absolutely true. But, however, they are not the everyday couple. You know, they are supposed to be Mr. and Mrs. Smith. You know, they're not about the romance.
And that's the problem with this story.
This is an action, well, that, you know, what can I say? And, of course, they are not Brad Pitt
and you know, Shirley, and that's the problem. That's what's the problem with the story with the baby. They're not going to be an adventure couple anymore.
Nope.
And that's what I thought. That's what Guza and company wanted to write for them. They wanted them to be this adventure couple.
They don't know what they want to do in the show.
But I have no idea. I'm just gonna sit back and watch the ratings.
Oh well, God bless you.
You know, I mean, come on. Becky has a lot of fans, and you could obviously tell by this Facebook page that I'm in, and, you know.
And you know what? Well, we are going to get Becky
even on
back.
Twitter. There's so much support for her that, and you're, and this is talking about online stuff. Can you just imagine the people that are spoiler-free and doesn't know about
mm-hmm.
this shit?
Mm-hmm.
They're underestimating that. You're talking about, and they say that the 10% of the people on the internet doesn't matter. But
they don't really care about the people on the internet, it's the people that
the majority of the people that watch don't have the internet and stuff. But I don't agree with that because word gets around. No matter if you're spoiler free or not, because I actually accidentally gave some information to somebody. I was ordering a DVD to somebody, Jonathan and Tammy, and I actually was told her what was happening with the couple, and she was like, oh, I didn't want to know that because I was spoiler free, and I told her that Tammy was going to die. And I felt so bad about that. I go, oh, I'm so sorry. I just assume everybody is not spoiler free.
Hello.
At this time, I wish I was spoiler-free right now, though, kind of. I had been spoiler-free all along. I kind of wish I didn't know about this news, you know? But
why? I don't know, because it's just this has been on my mind all week. I can't even go to work without concentrating.
I've been
so passionate. I have never been on Facebook so much in my life. Now it's like, okay.
You know, I wake up in the morning, and I'm like, something bad happened.
I know it's a soap opera and a character, but come on. I have been watching Becky Hurst for 14 years, and she's been a part of my life for, like, every day. Well, not every day, because they're not on every day of the week, you know, but 14 years of your life, you've been invested
in this
character.
That's what shows want you to do. They want you to get so involved with the character that they become another part of your family.
Yeah. So when I heard about this news, I felt like I lost my best friend. My best friend for a whole week now. Oh, well, tomorrow will be a week, you know, and it's like, am I ever going to, is this feeling going to go away?
Oh, God, you know what? And when that news came down, I was taking a nap, and my cell phone texts were going off like there was no tomorrow. And I'm like, okay, I can ignore them and go back and sleep for a minute. No, I couldn't. And then when I got the news, I'm like, no, you're lying, no. And then I got on the internet, and I saw an ABC Soaps in depth, you know, about this. I'm like, okay, what? No, I don't believe it. I went to my friend Jamie Giddens' page, and then I went to the bathroom and I threw up. I'm like, no.
I got a text from my friend about it, and then I felt like it was a text message breakup.
Oh my gosh.
I wasn't
I was in tears. I was literally in tears.
I was in tears for sure.
I was in the bathroom, and when she told me, and I was like, she's like, I was calling her about Days of Our Lives, about Philip, something about Philip on Days of Life, because I heard he's leaving on his own, you know, he's leaving on his own, but I was calling her, saying, oh, well, I guess I'm going to have to keep, you know, YouTube him all the time, Philip and Melanie or whatever, like, I guess, you know, and then she's like, I called her, and she's like, are you on Twitter? Have you heard the news? Somebody got fired. I'm like, what? I'm like, who? I never expected the words to come out of her mouth for Becky Herbst. I was like, you are kidding me. I thought she was joking with me.
I know. My friend is a huge Twilight Christopher fan, so when she sent me this sobbing text message, I figured it was him.
Oh my gosh. There was rumors that he was leaving too, wasn't there? That Twilight Christopher was leaving?
Yes.
And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised. You know, the other people on that show, they should be scared, because if this can happen to Becky, it can happen to any of those characters.
No, I have this feeling that Ingo is in trouble, too, because of some tweets he's put out in support of Becky.
I don't think Ingo gives a damn, personally. He strikes me as being a person. He's going to speak his mind, and if they don't like it, oh well, because He's not on the show for a lot of time anyway, right? I mean, is he still leaving on his long vacations and stuff?
And, you know, as soon as the information came out, a lot of her co-stars came on Twitter and they were talking about it. And you think that they would have been banned from Twitter after...
You know what? How can they ban them on their own personal time?
I mean, I think that would have been... Because didn't somebody get in trouble, like, for saying something on Twitter, one of the actors or something? Or?
Oh, Nancy Grahn.
Was it Nancy Grahn or something?
Trouble? Yeah, it was Nancy Grahn. Yeah.
Yeah,
because yeah.
I know she's usually in trouble with them.
And that petition out there about Brian Franz has been going around for, I think, a couple years now. Eileen Christensen. She was quoted as saying that Brian Franz is the one has ruined daytime or ABC daytime.
Well, you said about Kathy Breyer, right?
Yeah.
Oh God, yes. And you know why? I will never understand why he wasn't so in the dough at that moment, because when he said that was horrible. Yeah. Oh, by the way, you guys. Okay, so with the amount of guests we are getting and calls, should we keep it at the 7 o'clock time or move it 1 hour? I need you guys' help with that. I can't decide.
Might work better for me because now that I don't know when my new job's gonna start, but I'm gonna have to start getting up early in the morning. So I don't know whoever would want. Yeah. So it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, I was thinking about leaving at 7 just because, you know, then, you know, we are off by 9:30 and...
You know what's sad for me is that now that I'm not watching General Hospital, I can't go to Channel 2 at that hour or NBC and watch any soap opera. Because if I didn't want to watch
the
one, I was only watching
on YouTube, so it's a little easier. Because I don't have ABC, but actually,
I said I wasn't gonna go to YouTube either, but I kind of like Lucky and Siobhan kinda, so I've been kind of watching them on YouTube and Patrick and Robin, you know, because I love Patrick and Robin, and I hate not supporting that couple on that show, you know, but I can't support this. This is something that I can't.
I gave up Scrubs and Eminem, and it was one of the hardest things I've probably done.
Yeah, I know. See, that's the sad thing, is that, you know, they have done this to themselves, this show, General Hospitals. The head honchos have done this to themselves. They think that they just underestimated the fans, really, that people, I've seen a lot of people say on the message, but that this was the last straw for them. You know, they mm-hmm. stayed, and then people on the internet say, oh, well, Alan left, you know, other major people left, and they stayed. People stayed. Yeah, but I think people just totally, this was just the last straw for me. I know I was one of those stayed. I stayed. I came back, and I went back and forth, but no more. I can't do it. I can't do it, especially if it's a favorite character of mine. I've never lost. This has never happened to me before. I've never, on other soaps, when people have left or been fired, they weren't real favorites of mine. You know what I mean?
I have left many times. So when they broke up in the courthouse in was that
2008.
That was the last day I watched the hospital.
After that day, Shirley, too, I stopped watching. I wanted to see them bring it. I wanted to see Steve and Becky bring it, and they brought it.
And they brought it like they always do.
I stopped watching for like a year or I don't know how long, year and a half or so. And then I recently started watching it back in 2009 or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I got totally taken off my DVR. So, well, actually, it was off my DVR before I heard about Becky, but it's totally not going back. It's not going to ever go back on there. It's never, even if, I don't even know.
What if we get Becky back? Then what are you going to do?
That's the thing. Even, I don't know. If this works, if we fight for it to the death and they rectify this, I don't want to just, I want to see better stories. I don't want them to know you got your win.
If we win and they lose, then they're just going to make Liz worse.
I know, that's what I'm worried about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to support that it's not. I'm not only fighting for. We're fighting for Becky, but I feel like I'm also fighting for better story. And if they have
they're
to,
they're
going to
turn Liz into Courtney.
What's that?
I said they're going to turn Liz into Courtney if they can.
Oh God, shoot, man.
Okay, you guys, we have 60 seconds, but one day we are going to, of course, talk about Becky and my announcement on Wednesday. So you guys have to come back and hear my great announcement. And
pretty good, too. I mean, I would say something.
I know what your announcement is.
Yeah, I get in
trouble.
Your website
is finally finished, right? Your website will be going up, right?
Maybe. Yeah. You just have to tune in.
I'm
really sure
it's a bit better
thing.
Than that, but.
Huh?
Yeah. If I say something, she'll not talk to me ever again. So.
Oh, yeah, me
so
and you're
what?
Not talking? Oh, okay. Yeah, you and I are not talking?
I'm actually kind of glad I don't watch General Hospital anymore because when I get when I start talking about General Hospital to Carly, it becomes a big. Like the other day, we were talking. Up and we were talking about like the show, and we got in a big heated like debate a little. And I go bye.
Well,
I didn't actually hang up the phone. I just put the phone down to pretend like I hung up because I go. You know what? And then she called me back, and I go. You know, I had to take a little break because this, you know, this is ridiculous. We're actually arguing about a soap opera.
It's a soap, right?
No.
I've been doing that since I started watching them.
Yeah. That's a good thing that I'm not watching because we can't win on either Robin or Carly. We can't win on, like, Dante. Even I don't like Dante, you know, I don't like him anymore now. I can't stand the character. He's totally taken up the space of the show, too, you know, so.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about Dante. I don't hate him, but I don't like him.
Yeah. I'm kind of, he's just too involved. He's just too involved with everybody. And then for Dante and Lulu, they totally, like, forced them down our throats, even though I liked them, but they were on way too much.
Yeah, I liked them at the beginning, but then it went really fast.
They were having too much sex. And then you're practically naked on General Hospital in some scenes. Like, they had a scene on the couch.
Yeah, and I really hated that they made Ethan Luke's son, because I really liked Ethan and Lulu together at first.
Oh, you did? I kind of, too.
Me, too.
And I was liking the fact that maybe Robin would have had a brother.
Yeah, I think he's Robert's son.
Okay.
They can find him.
I do, too. Well, April, maybe we should write not only supporting Becky, but maybe we should write another letter saying.
Oh, April! April, are you on Twitter?
No.
Are you on Twitter? April.
Yeah, I think
you're on Twitter.
Yeah, I think she does follow.
Good.
I think I've seen her on there.
Okay, I'm.
Yeah.
I just wanted
same?
To, like.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I'm iSlipsFire, so I'm pretty sure you follow me, too.
Oh, yeah, I've seen you on there, yeah. People are tweeting the heck out of the ABC.com thing. People are, like, doing a
good.
Like, yeah. But Silas said that don't tweet less and send letters. So, you know, he went on there one day and said.
Well,
I know. I finished my letter the other day, and I have to go make copies at work tomorrow and then get my envelopes ready and send them off. I have never done this.
Yeah, I haven't sent a letter in forever, so I'm like,
I have never, ever in my life done it. I have never, ever been this angry and did this. This is the first time ever I have ever done this before. I don't even think I ever did this back in the day when General House, when...
You know, Maria, I was thinking, you know, people who live in ALA should just go protest the studio.
I think actually
I read somewhere
posted on RTN that actually people were actually picketing or doing protesting for Becky outside the studio.
Yeah.
They were?
Doing that.
Yeah, I don't think they were
in
the studio because they really weren't allowed, but they were in that area where they knew that, you know, what they were doing.
Yeah,
back,
not by, yeah,
they
in
the,
yeah.
To,
I think
one of the guards.
I don't think
know,
I don't know. Would you be
do for one life to live too? I'm gonna go outside right there and say, "Bring Lenson back, please."
I just don't know if I can.
Can they call up Marty and bring back Langston, please?
I mean, because I live near the studio. Well, I don't. I live kind of on the outskirts, like of.
Do you really?
I don't live.
Okay.
I mean, it's only like a 45-minute drive. So, but I don't know if I could go out there and like stand. Well. I mean, I'm supporting her the way I am, but I mean,
right?
You know,
oh yeah.
I'm not
I don't
want to marching and all that.
It's not like
stuff.
It's well. I don't know. I just don't think I could do that. I mean, you know, if it was well, I'd have to bring somebody along with me in order to do that. But yeah.
Yeah. Remember what I said? Remember what I said when I come in LAMA? What we to do?
What's that? Go get a gun and
Oh God! Okay, you know what?
You know what?
No,
I'm
kidding. I sometimes feel like doing that. I feel like getting a gun and shooting somebody. Well, you know, somebody
careful.
In particular.
Okay.
Better be careful. What
I know.
On
I know you better be careful
internet.
Because people actually take that. They'll take that seriously and
that's
come to
right.
You know where I live
and
again.
Because on your door.
Yeah, they'll become knocking on my door,
yeah.
Hey, I'm looking at ratings for the week of January 10th to the 14th, and it says that General Hospital, they lost 137,000 viewers. Oh, no, wait. They went up 160,000 viewers around January 10th to the 14th. When was the 14th? Was it last week?
January 14th?
Wait.
Today's the 24th.
Okay, never
so
mind.
That was
before everything. Okay, well, I'm looking forward to finding out what the ratings are going to be for the 17th to the 21st is what I'm looking forward to.
No, okay. You guys, this is a clarifying idea. Well, I did say the gun thing, but I also, am I being funny? I'm like, you know, we should just go there and egg the studios. I don't know why, but there's this anger that I went, Brian found his office this morning, like watching eggs because
I'm
mean right now.
Yeah, I said in the past that I just want to egg Bronze and Goose.
Oh, my gosh, I know. Oh, God, I wish I were a fly in the wall, you know, and... They must have just sat in their office and said, okay, let's get rid of Becky tomorrow because we want to force, you know, things onto fans or whatever, you know. But really, what do they think they were going to accomplish by this? Don't they know that just because they're going to get rid of Liz, that nobody's going to buy the baby storyline with Jason and
no.
Sam? What do they think?
Yeah, my friend hasn't watched her in the hospital in years, and she still hates Sam because of her breaking up Carson.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's, yeah, okay, yeah. I actually liked Sam with what's his name, too, with Jax in the beginning. I actually liked them together. And they brought her on as, like, a Brenda replacement. Don't you think?
I never saw that.
I never thought that either, but I was reading somewhere where they kind of wanted, even Carly said that to Sam in the elevator. She said
I remember that.
A 2-minute scene on YouTube where Sam's like, where Carly's like, you're never going to replace Brenda or whatever. You're nothing like Brenda or something. And I'm like,
yeah,
you
know they're making Sam out to be better than Brenda or whatever.
Oh, God.
April, did you watch any other soaps like Ryan O, Dave's? Did you watch Dave's?
I have been an NBC girl and I have been an ABC girl. I have not been a CBS girl yet.
Oh, really?
No. Well,
I've been ABC.
Well,
I was a heavily CBS girl for a while for Guiding Light and As the World Turns. More of
I've been like a. I started watching on Dave's. Well, I cannot really say I saw my grandmother starring me on Dave's of Our Life, and you know I still love Dave's. I mean,
did you
know 5 years ago when they did this to
I watched
all the actors.
I go to ABC. All my children want to live in the
hospital. Yeah, I watched Passion, and that was really stupid.
Passion?
Oh, God, I couldn't
watch Passion. I was a Sheridan and Luis fan, but they kind of threw them under the bus after 7 years. they brought in that
fancy.
Yeah, I was
a Sheridan Louise and Therese and Ethan fan at first, but then there was, like, all this drama.
You know
what?
Okay.
I'm sick of these two. Break them up for good.
I actually liked Ethan and Gwen. I probably in the minority with that, but I liked Ethan and Gwen. And then when they brought them on to Days of Our Lives, okay, I'm not watching a Passion sequel or something.
Exactly.
You know, they put together on Passions as well, you know, with him being Brady and her creating a whole new character, you know, she was a whole new character.
Yeah, and
character.
I haven't really watched Eric's Brady, and maybe he's good, but Kyle Lauder will always be Brady to me.
I know, me too. And I was a Brady and Chloe fan. I was a big Brady and Chloe fan. I love them together.
Me too.
Me too.
Brady
bye.
And Chloe.
Oh, you know why? There's a poll on, did you get the poll? There's a poll on TVGuide.ca. It said there's a poll. It says, what should happen to Rebecca Herbst? And it says, kick Brian Franz, JFP, and Bob Guza in the arse. 3% on DH should hire her back and apologize. 87% so far hire her back and apologize. And 3% for the kick Brian Franz's ass and stuff.
Well, I want to kick my but on the dates, okay, I found a new cover for myself on Days of a Life, and a lot of people are going to think I'm crazy, and sure, you know where I'm going with this.
I love
Melody and Brady. I don't know why.
Even though Philip's leaving the show, I like Philip and Melanie. I've been on a Philip and Melanie kick for the past week, but I'm kind of off of it now.
Okay. Yeah,
I love Philip and Stephanie.
They're too much. Huh? You liked Philip and Stephanie?
I love Philip and Stephanie.
I don't like
well.
Stephanie.
Yeah. April, weren't they together in real life?
Possibly.
I think that they were. Remember?
Yeah, I think so. They were.
Oh, but I love Max and Abby. I really hated that they didn't go anywhere with that.
Oh, me too.
Oh, I know.
Oh, my God. I loved Max and Abby, too. And then they put him with
Stephanie
Chelsea.
Stephanie and Chelsea were both
I could not like Chelsea. Even though Bo forgave her and she got forgiven, I could not like her because of what she did to Zach.
Good.
Okay,
oh,
but
man,
you know what?
Zach
okay.
was so heartbreaking.
You know what?
I mean,
I was mad at Days of Our Life for doing that to who? You know, it could have been like anyone else in Salem, but, you know, have those long lost daughters do that? That was something, I mean, I remember crying. I was on a fan, we were in our family cabin, I was seeing late because they had something up there, and everyone went to bed, and I was literally crying, watching the death scene, and my brother came to get something, a drink, and tears were, you know, coming down my, he's like, oh my God, what's wrong? And I go, nothing, Dad, he went to with my grandma, because
that's what you called.
He couldn't calm me down.
Days of Our Life. That's what, you know, I can't even cry on General Hospital anymore. There's no storylines that make me.
Yeah, like One Life to Live, when Jessica and Star did the baby switch thing.
Oh, yeah.
That killed me.
Oh, my God,
that was great.
I can't cry
now. You know, on One Life to Live, I want Marty to, like, be in the mental hospital for the rest of her life.
Me too. Oh my gosh, I love my John Madley, and I hate her.
I know. Baby, not John's. The baby better be John's. Is it? Is it John's?
The baby is John's.
I'm pretty sure his because Zimmel.
No,
the
I think
it's
the wrong baby thing. I think
because he meant to do Jessica's for Brady, but he
didn't
have
Madley. You know,
have they named John?
They named the baby yet? Have they named?
No, as far as I know, they haven't seen the babies yet. No.
You know what? Okay, a week without babies having names. Probably.
Well, remember, Carly, in Soap Days, it's the same day, kind of. So, you know, tomorrow might be the same day when we left them. So.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's, Shirley, just off topic, Shirley. Off topic, Shirley, did you catch the new Spartacus thing? The prequel.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's what I said.
It is good. Now, it's only six episodes, so there's five more.
They totally, it's the same
more.
Sex and violence, but, you know, it's so good. They cast a new Spartacus, Liam Cunningham. Or Liam McIntyre.
Who is he?
I have no idea. He's an Australian actor. He's kind of an unknown.
Of course he's Australian.
And the thing was is that he was kind of, they saw a video of him. He was kind of he was kind of skinny because he had lost weight for a previous role. He was kind of real skinny, and so they weren't sure if they would go with him. But he's been on a vigorous physical workout,
and so they were convinced
to hire him, so we'll see what happens. But
yeah, they should send him over to Steve's house. Steve can work him out.
Oh, yeah. Steve and Scott, I know. They're probably in shock. They're probably still not over this, too. Their really good friend gets fired, you know?
Mm. You know, this is also off topic.
Why bring on Steven Weber and then his sister's going to be killed off?
Exactly.
You know,
why not
like
make Tom Hardy Jr.?
Yeah, I know. Oh, and I read a casting. There's a casting call out for contract 35-year-old Caucasian woman who's going to be this and that.
Yeah, I read that on the thing.
And I'm
like
thinking, okay.
Or something.
I understand that hiring newbies is cheaper, but come on. Mm-hmm. Do they don't bring in the ratings? They don't bring in the viewership?
Nope. Nope.
It's the fans that have been there watching these people grow up that stay. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, they could have gone to Becky and said, you know what, we're going to cut your salary a little bit. Is that okay? They should have given her the point.
Yeah, they did that
to
Susan Lucci and Michael E. Knight, and they were fine with it.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
It's like Susan Lucci.
She's the highest paid actor they've got in daytime. Susan's making a buku money. But she took a pay cut.
See?
Yeah.
All of them took a pay cut. I think Becky took one, Maurice took one,
I'm thinking that this is totally an agenda.
We all know that. I recently found out
that Fonz likes Gigi and Rex, and I hate them, so I just hate him more.
I don't like Gigi and Rex either. I was a Rex and Adriana fan until they screwed up her character to make her all and stuff.
Yeah, because Melissa's leaving, so they decided to screw up her character. I mean, Gigi's a good girl.
I know.
I love Rex. I love Rex.
So you like him with any couple?
I love Rex.
You like him with anybody then?
I love Rex.
I only want Rex with one person, me. Okay, I love Rex.
Okay, well,
would eat spinelli and brown food and this.
Give yourself a threesome, I guess.
But I was thinking that. Thank you very much. But Bradford and Rex.
Wow.
You can take on General Hospital. You can take Bradford and I'll take Steve. Okay. Oh no, I should say Steve and Scott Reeves. Scott Reeves. Right. Yeah. Okay.
Man, I wanted Bradford and Brandon, but okay.
Really? Okay.
I'm okay. Excuse me, April, but I've been in love.
I wouldn't mind seeing Johnny and Elizabeth. Actually, would not mind that, really.
I wouldn't mind seeing them together either.
If they're totally going to screw the liaison fans and just put her with Johnny.
You guys! Like I said, that's a novel. We don't know if we're going
to
get screwed.
And then Jason's going to have to wake up and smell the rose and say, hey, wait a minute. You know what? I could protect him more than anything.
You know what? Like,
think about it.
I mean, they've got it with Nicholas. And Nicholas's crazy grandma is more dangerous than all the mob people put together.
I know. Nicholas threw his his grandmother down a cliff, a mountain, right? Didn't he?
Oh my God! You know what would be funny?
Mountain?
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah, but he's not.
It was
he's not the father of the baby,
and they should
right?
Just be, they should be talking over a cliff, and then all of a sudden, oops, sorry, Sam, bye bye. You know.
Okay. You know what? You know
no?
Who should be together? Elena Cassadine and Johnny DeCaro's dad, Anthony and Elena, should be together.
Oh my God.
That
I love that storyline with when Liz and Jason were when they
and both of them go over the cliff and Sam's fighting Elena and then she goes over the cliff as well. And why we are how we just put Lucky over the cliff too. And
oh God, you
yeah,
know
I remember that. Yep.
And Lisa, please.
Lisa too.
I cannot stand Lisa. I can't stand her. I have been
Lisa.
Watching it on YouTube with the Patrick and the recent Patrick and Robin thing, and then that Terrell doctor, you know, and then Lisa.
Why do you know that is another thing?
Lisa
I
just in the background smiling.
Not,
what?
Why do they have to bring Terrell that doctor? Because you know what that doctor. You know, I don't like that doctor.
I don't even
something
think he's
is
all
funny.
That cute looking.
I don't like him.
He's all that cute looking. But wasn't you, April, or somebody said that they could have brought in
brought back Tom Hardy Jr., yeah.
Yeah.
You guys?
Okay, a totally new character.
Okay, what happened?
Don't they bring
what
in?
What happened with...
Huh?
What happened with Tom Hardy Jr.? Well, I mean...
I think
he was
just
in
an
after
with Simone or something.
Okay.
Yeah, instead of bringing in totally new characters, yeah, bring in Tom Hardy Jr., bring in Serena Baldwin.
I love Serena Baldwin.
Yeah.
I wanted them to source her and put her with Spinelli.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God, I love you. Oh, my God, April, I love you for that.
Yeah.
That would be hot. Oh, my God.
I'm not bad,
Mike,
I think. What else? Who else is not on the show that should have be that should be on the show, like a legacy thing?
The Brooklyn that was there before.
Yes. Oh, and you know who I miss? This is just me. I miss Ned, but Ned lived on Dave.
Oh, yeah, Ned, yeah.
Yeah.
Bring back, well, see, I don't, oh, gosh, you know what, I don't,
Rick,
I like Anna. They brought her back
beautiful.
For a little while, past couple years, you know, and that was nice to see that, but the writing's still crappy when they bring on, like, these characters like Noah when they brought him back, you know, even though to introduce Rob Patrick, I guess. Was that when they Patrick came on and Noah?
Ian and Noah was so
yeah.
cute.
What was that?
I said Anna and Noah were so cute,
oh, yeah,
and like
yeah.
Robert and Anna.
I know.
I miss Jenna Hoss. I'm actually kind of missing Jenna Hoss, but I'm not gonna go back to watch it. I'm just missing the early days of Jenna Hospital.
That's why I watch those clips on YouTube a lot.
But don't you get, now that you know this, what's happened, don't you get kind of like not in your stomach? I can't, like people on Facebook, that Facebook are bringing like scenes of Jason's first kiss and Lucky and Elizabeth's moment. I can't
yeah,
wait, even.
Did you hear that she's supposed to pay off the DNA tech or something?
Oh, crap, fucking shit.
I know.
Oh my God, Liz.
Okay, everything is back to normal. It's Terry swearing.
Fucking
yeah,
shit, man.
To,
I am
Jason's
so pissed
to
off.
To
I, it's
Sam
ridiculous.
And
I can't stand what they're going
to
do to this character if that's what they're going to do to her. They're going to make us forget. They're
ugh,
never going to make me forget
me
Lizzie Weber when she first came to town. She was a spitfire. They can't.
Yeah.
I'd rather
Becky
just
tried
see
out
her.
For Sarah and they made her Lizzie.
Her
I'm never
story,
gonna forget Lizzie.
Take her kids and go somewhere where go to Italy. She should just take her kids to Italy or something. Or
yeah,
or
she could take them to LA and reunite with Rick.
Yeah, go with her sister Sarah or something. Yeah. Oh, maybe that casting calls for her sister. No. Really getting rid of Liz and bringing their sister Sarah Weber. Oh my God, I'd
I heard
really.
That Jax
that
might get a sister
sense.
Though.
That makes no sense. Why would they?
I heard
that
Jax might
know.
Get a sister.
I don't know. I just died. They never said who they were casting. Oh no, it was never mind. They did that. Said the character's name was going to be Grace, or something.
Yeah,
right?
Who the frick is Grace? Is that Jax's sister
by the way,
name out or something?
I'm really wanting to go to the studios. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll take the day off tomorrow and I'll go. I'm kidding.
Oh, gosh.
I'm only
taking
kidding.
Taking the day off from work to go and march in front of
okay,
the studio.
I'm only kidding. Kill, remember
yeah.
what I said. Remember, I have your bail money if needed.
Yeah, I know. But I heard that, isn't Brian Franz now getting death threats or something?
Oh,
well,
God.
I
wish
I could feel sorry for the guy.
Well,
I don't know what, you know, he's getting desperate, but, you know, when you get desperate, then you do foolish things, you know. But to me, this was thought out. This was, you know, they said, we got to get rid of this girl. She got to go.
Basically,
because
yeah,
it was
as stupid as him getting rid of Sammy on Days of Her Life.
That's exactly. That would be like getting rid of Sammy on Days of Her Life, spying her. She's like a pivotal part of the show of Days of Her Life.
She's a Brady,
like,
and the Brady's importance are huge.
Yeah,
but then,
let's
face it. They didn't. Liz didn't have a story. She had a storyline.
Well,
she'd pop up, she'd show, she'd be at the nurse's
God, yeah.
station.
But, you know, it's funny
this,
when it comes out of somebody's mouth.
It
didn't
matter, Shirley.
It
didn't matter.
Yes, Shirley, I just...
Wait a moment.
The problem is we know that she could have had a story, and we know there was so much story for her. And look at, I mean, there was that nurse, what was her name? She died in real life, Laura's sister. She was on there for a long time. She didn't really have story lines either. Yeah, Amy.
Yeah.
You know, they could have, you know what, they could still keep Liz on there until they actually wake up and write that story for her.
Yeah, yes. You know what, this
yeah,
is,
because
the, you know what, I hope Stack the Mail Fund is going to get on his desk and it's going to be,
uh-oh.
You know,
what's
he
happening?
Cannot know.
What's happening, girl?
What happened?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm talking to the television.
I thought you were, like, talking to like, wait a minute, what did we do?
No, I'm
well,
sorry.
Did you hear
what
the
television? I'm sorry.
Did you hear that Lindsay Leatherman wanted them to give her, Georgie, a good storyline but didn't prop anyone or whatever, so they fired her?
Oh, my gosh, really? I have not heard
that's
about
what I've
that.
I've heard. I don't know if it's true, but sure sounds like it's
I heard that, too. But
it's
you
true.
Know what? When Gusa and Fawn wake up this week and they go in their office and they're mail filled with letters, we want Becky back, you fucked this over. Well, I'm sure they won't say that, but I'm saying that here. You know what? They are going to open their eyes. They are going to rethink this because they know all the viewership is going to go bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's...
Hopefully,
no, I meant the...
I wrote something
I meant
really good
the
on viewership. Last night. I can't remember what I wrote. It was really good about what's happened and stuff, how I felt. And I said something like it felt like a knife was put into my heart as digging deeper and deeper and or something. And somebody, a lot of people liked it. I kept writing and typing and typing. I didn't even know what the heck I was saying. And I didn't even read it. I just posted it. But then after I posted, I go, I'm sorry if this doesn't make sense or anything. I'm just fucking pissed off right now or whatever. And so people were, like, agreeing to me with me. So I don't know.
You guys see what I wrote the other day on my daytime after dark? April, are you on Facebook?
Yeah.
No, I'm on there, but she hardly ever goes on there like I used to.
Yeah, and I hardly went on Twitter, but I'm obsessed with that now.
I hardly ever go on Facebook, but now it's like I'm on there like all the time now. So go
yeah,
on that
same
board.
With me on Twitter.
Huh?
Same
I know
with
I'm
on
Twitter.
I've been
Twitter
on
with Carly for the daytime after dark one. I kind of share it with her. So sometimes when I go on there, I don't want to. I kind of go, oh, this is daytime's co-host, because sometimes I get negative, and she's always trying to stay positive. And I want people to distinguish that it's actually me going on there saying something and not her, you know, because when I go on there, sometimes I'm really upset and I get too disappointed, and she's always the upbeat one to try to stay positive. But I can't stay positive right now. Well, I'm trying to stay positive, but I'm pissed off and at the same time. And so
yeah,
she gets,
we are.
So she gets
I'm pissed off.
It's so asinine.
Huh?
What?
It's so asinine, so.
It's like really asinine. And then last night on the Facebook page, because on that Facebook page, people could just add people. Like, they don't really give them a choice, because they don't really give them, like, a choice. People are just added on there, even if you're a Lucky or a Liz fan or not a Rebecca fan or whatever, or a Liz fan. And somebody got on there, and they were like, laugh my ass off for somebody adding me to this, and ha, 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 Liz, or whatever. And I go on there, and I said, well, why are you here then? You know, and I think somebody just kept adding people and not realizing that they were not a fan of hers or not. And I just was being respectful, and I just said, well, you know, you need to leave if you, this isn't, you know, we're here to support Becky or whatever or something. And so
I was on a radio show earlier, and one of his, because they kept talking about Becky, obviously, along with other people, but still. And one of the people in the chat room was like, oh, my gosh, Becky again. Where can I send her my firstborn child? Or Oprah just called, and Becky's her half-sister or something like that.
Really? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and I'm like, really? Really?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, now, what if it was your favorite
character? You on before this, Abel?
What if it was their What if it was their favorite character that was fired, or the actress, their favorite actress was fired, or their character was fired? Wouldn't they be pissed off? They would be pissed off. What if Sam McCall or Kelly Monaco was fired? They would be angry too.
I wish.
Except their favorite character would. I think with Liz's character, she's been a legacy character. And she was on that show for 14 years, and she was a popular part of that show.
Yeah, and she was the only one out of the Four Musketeers, also legendary characters, who wasn't replaced at one point or other.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
She
would have stayed on that show forever. I remember somewhere she either said it in an interview or was in a magazine that she said she'd stay on that show forever if she was asked. You know?
Yeah, because she loves playing Liz.
Yeah.
She said it
had the opportunity
in one of those
years
old,
to other
things.
She was such a loyal employee to that show. She had the opportunity. She went and did like a Hugh Hefner movie, I think. I don't know if she did it before General Hospital or during General Hospital, but she probably had the opportunity to go do other stuff. But no, she kept her loyalties to General Hospital. That's how I feel.
Yeah, I heard that they kept wanting her at Young and the Restless or something, and she stayed at General Hospital.
Really? They did?
Something like that, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, you guys, we are just going to have to fight and why a lot of this week and why the magazine, you know? It's time that, you know, the magazines, you know, write a real issue on what's going on and not, you know, kiss up the fawn and goose.
That's true. That's one thing I really enjoyed. Like, a lot of these columnists for these online magazines and stuff, they're not beating around the bush. They're just calling them out.
Yeah.
You have to. I believe, you know what, they did this. You know what, they are the ones that decided to do this. And it wasn't us. It was them. And, you know, I think about how the news broke last week. You know, they broke it on a day where they knew the new hospital wasn't going to be on Monday. It was a repeat. So, again, it was a Zenit-driven announcement.
Well, they didn't want their ratings to drop right away.
No, but they knew. They knew if they did it on a Friday night that it would be flooded all weekend and whatever. Well, you know what? It's been flooded. You know, when I called into Jill Phil and Phillips thing, you know, left a message, then called Ann Sweeney's office, her secretary's like, Oh my God, you're like the 12th person that called in the last 10 minutes.
Huh.
Because we are not going away. We are not going away from this.
Mm-hmm. On this Facebook message page, somebody goes, how did I get added to this group? And, yeah, and I just went on there. If you don't want to be on the board, you can always leave. So, but I think she likes Liz. She likes Liz with Lucky. She's a DeSam fan, but she liked. That's why I like this board, because people come in, no matter who you support, what couple you like or whatever, you're here to support Becky and only her and the character.
Yeah, one of my closest friends is a huge Liz and Lucky fan. And she's like, well, I would like Liz and Jason.
Really? Yeah.
You pick up Liz.
I don't understand I honestly don't understand the appeal of Jason and Sam. I don't understand
me either.
It.
I mean, I'm obviously biased, but I don't either.
It's like, what is, it's like, I don't get it. I honestly, and I have no words. I mean, I know why we love our couple, but it's like, and when you ask the DeSammer fan, I've heard them say because they're hot. But is that more, is that what they like, is that the only thing they like about that couple? Is because
yeah,
they're
like
hot?
Yeah, like when I asked, why would you, I asked one of my DeSam friends, why would you want them together when he's threatening to kill her? And she said, well, I think Jason was OC when he said that. I'm like, really?
No. Okay, I know. I mean, no, Jason was in character. That's who he was. That's who he is. If it was anybody else, he would have killed that person, you know?
Exactly. I mean, he never, like, what did he threaten to do to AJ when he kidnapped all those kids?
Sunny tied him to a milaco.
And, you know.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's right. See, Jason was in character. Even when Sam was kind of like, doing what she was doing, Jason was in character. And
yeah,
because
he was
somebody,
even in character with Courtney. Because Liz kept pushing him away.
Yeah, I mean, I think the DeSammer fans I've come across, it's as if Sam was the only woman Jason's ever been in love with. And he hasn't been.
I'm not a Robin and Jason fan, no offense, but he was
taken. Robin is his first love, and if anything, if Liz, well, hopefully nothing with Liz, but they should be threatened by Robin, too, because Robin and Jason, when they were together, well, mind you, there was no, like, what we have today, like the social networks and, you know, the computer like is today. They were a popular couple, and that was his first love, as Jason Morgan, you know, and everything, and
yeah.
I think
Jason loved Courtney more than he's ever loved Sam.
Yeah.
Obviously, I hated them together.
I know. I mean, I could tolerate Jason and Courtney. I just can't stand their, I guess because they forced that couple down my throats too many times to even, like,
well,
like yeah.
When they did Jason and Claudia, and they almost got married. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Oh my God, yeah. I would have preferred Jason and Claudia over Jason and Sam, I think, probably.
Yeah.
I would have, no.
I prefer any Jason couple over Jason and Sam. I mean, I prefer Jason and, like, Alexis.
No, but when you, but with Jason and Robin, you didn't hate them like you dislike Jason.
No, I just like them better as friends.
Yeah.
But I did not hate them.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. People are going to like who they like, and, you know, and
you know, I'm a Dolly fan. I mean, I don't want them to ever be with me. Well, why not? Because
me
I'm
too.
Mad.
You said you would like,
they did.
Well, see, I would even prefer
because
Jason.
I'm mad as hell. I would not mind a Carly and Jason.
Me neither.
Something even.
Me neither.
Carly.
He needs to totally
get
drunk.
Yeah, I loved the other day when Carly was so torn up about Michael, and he bends down to her and, you know, takes her hand and goes,
mm-hmm.
You're doing the best you can. And I'm like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that scene. Was it last
year? Darlie is the only other Jason couple I love except for Greenlee, but... That's not going to happen.
You know why I love Greenlee? Okay, see, I love Greenlee and Ryan. I, you know, I, But when they do,
I
the
do
rubbish,
too.
I
think a lot of people are just kind of like fed up with them now because she left and she's come back and, you know.
Well, see, I'm like a huge David and Greenlee fan, and I love Greenlee and Leah.
Really? You like
and
David
I
love Greenlee,
Ryan
really?
And Annie. Yeah, I do. And I love Ryan and Annie and Ryan and Madison.
I want to dig
on
Madison.
They're like a couple.
I used to like Riley, but they ruined Ryan and Annie and Ryan and Madison, and I can't get behind that after they did it to both of them.
I got mad because I don't like, I wasn't.
The person in charge
I
of
wasn't
that
like,
television is the one that's destroying these shows. He's probably got a gun to their heads telling them how to write, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine Guzzo would be that much head up if he can't write at all.
He's the one that wrote for Liz and Jason in the first place, Guzzo.
Yeah, I mean, it was probably just supposed to be a comfort thing, but obviously the guy can write a little bit.
I know. Yeah, and I think the thing is that Jason and Liz could have been the start of a turnaround for that show. That could have
mm-hmm.
started something back the way soaps used to be, you know, romance, adventure, and, you know, they could have been, in my opinion, they could have been the next Luke and Laura. And, I mean, not,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they probably won't have the same popularity as Luke and Laura, because you're talking about, back in those days, it was different. You had a lot of people watching the shows, but for the fans that are watching now, you know, for this generation, they could have been the next one. And
yeah, because my dad said that his old buddies in the Navy would sneak down and watch Luke and Laura.
Yeah, I know. Oh, gosh, if people skip school to watch their wedding. They have 30 million viewers tuned in for their wedding that day. And I think that if Liz and I, you know, if I was in high school back in, you know, like right now, if I was young and I loving Liz and Jason as I do now, I probably would have skipped school to watch their Night of Passion. It was in the summer, but if I had summer school, I would have skipped summer school and watched their Night of Passion.
Man,
I was
a bad person.
I've been
up so many times reading fanfic.
I was a bad person. Truly, what's it called again? Remember, you're the one that introduced it. You introduced it. It was when Liz was supposedly dead, and Jake was around, and Cameron, and then when they were talking about bringing in that Valentine character, he had her in Paris, and she lost her memory. Couldn't remember who she was, but she was painting, and she had like these two kids in the background and this face that she recognized, but she couldn't put two together. It was like Jason too in the picture, and she didn't know who he was, but
yeah.
She was, and then he went to Paris, and he was kind of mourning her. He was still mourning her after a couple years of her being dead. And, well, they thought she
was
dead. And
that was good.
Yeah, and he found her in Paris. He noticed her there.
Is this when the girl was, like, 13 or something, or is it a different one?
It's on, oh, God, I forgot what it's called. But it was like,
that
I don't
was,
know. It was really good,
that
man.
That was very good.
It very was good. Awesome. I would read it over the phone because we call each other on the phone. And I was reading it over the phone. I could not put the phone down. We just wanted to keep reading more and more. We'd like read like 5 chapters a night. You know,
mm-hmm.
It was really awesome.
It was excellent.
Yeah.
I'm reading this other one. Is that I Took Your Hand or She Took His Hand or something like that. It's on RTN. And it's
really?
Very
it is?
Good. It's very good. I'm up to chapter 41. She hasn't written that yet. She was going to stop. You know,
is it the same person that wrote
the
one fanfic?
I don't know. You know, sometimes I don't really pay too much attention of the, you know, or who the writer is.
I'm very particular on the kind of fanfics that I like to read. Like, I like to read the fanfics that have Sam in it where he's totally, you know, disses her and, like, kills her or something or whatever.
Well, this
I
is,
love,
there's
this nothing I love
very,
more than a liaison
is,
and Johnny
this is
George
very
effect.
Good.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I never thought about that. Maybe I should suggest somebody write a fanfic about Johnny and Liz and Jason. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
My God.
You're
going to
come back
on. And Jason.
What was that?
Ooh, that would be good.
Are you coming back on Wednesday?
I will if I don't have class, but I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Hey, April.
Okay, skip class. No.
How old are you, like 22 or something? Is that how old you are?
How old? I'm actually 19.
Oh, you're 19. Oh, wow. You sound more mature than
19.
That.
19.
That's why I thought you were like 22.
I miss 19.
I like to meet people that love Liz and Jason that you know, that are teenagers and don't like what the appeal of Jason and Sam. It's so nice, you know.
Yeah, well, like I told you, I mean, my sister's 15 and she loves Liz and Jason.
Well, what did she think about this news about Becky Herbst?
Well, she hasn't watched it in the last one.
Oh, she doesn't?
Now,
okay, did you tell her, though, that there might...
No,
did you
but
tell
I did.
Her about
I texted
it?
Her. I said, you know Rebecca Herbst, Liz Weber from General Hospital? And she's like, yeah, what about her? And I told her that she'd been fired, and she said, oh, my gosh, what?
Oh, yeah.
She's like, that's so stupid. And then
exactly.
I told her that probably
oh my
Sam can have a baby, and she's like, ew.
I know. I doubt they knew they were going to do this back when they had Jake, but come on, you know, whatever. I don't get it anymore.
Crazy.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You 19 years old, you say? Hello?
Yeah, she's
I remember being.
Yeah, she's 19.
I remember being.
Well,
I remember being 19.
I was that age, that's when I was watching General Hospital, and now I'm 49. Look, I still watch it too.
I know. Well, I was 19 when I watched. I think I was the same age when they had the Karen and Jagger around that time, 19 teenager.
I was 15 when I started, and I'm not going to say how old I am right now because I think I'm...
And April, I kind of feel bad for you that you're in the generation of General Hospital right now, because back in those days, it was awesome.
Yeah, well,
I think I started watching when I was like 13 or something, but up till then, I'd watched like 13 years of Days of Our Lives, and I thought that was pretty good at first, too.
Yeah, because...
I used to watch some Ryan Soul and Loving. I used to watch that, too.
Oh, yeah, Loving was really
yeah. You can see Ryan's Hope every morning at 5:30 on SoapNet in the morning. I don't know why I'm saying this, but
no. I didn't know it was on SoapNet still. It's
watch
on SoapNet.
Ryan's Hope, Carly. I watch Ryan's Hope.
Yeah. That's what reminded me,
You know what I thought they were going to do with SoapNet when it first aired? I thought they were going to show, like, vintage soaps, like, different
soaps.
I know. All soaps.
That would have been a good
and you
thing
know,
to do.
I was a big fan of Sisters. I don't know if that counts as a soap, but it was on SoapNet. So I love Sisters.
Yeah, and what happened with the General Hospital Night? They were giving, didn't get part two?
Oh, Night Shift. They had a part two
night shift,
but they kind of just did away with that too.
Night Shift was
I got the DVD.
You got the DVD of General Hospital Night Shift? At least on Night Shift, we had some Liz and Jason moments, too. Even Robin and Jason, I loved when Robin thought, that the patient died and Jason was there comforting her, he thought maybe he had something to do with
Stacey.
That was awesome. Now, okay, his acting with Kelly Monaco is nothing compared to his acting with Kimberly McCullough, Rebecca Herbst, Carly... Or whatever. Laura Wright. He brings it on.
Steve Burton seems so bored when he's acting with Kelly
Monaco. I know.
He's just like, okay, here I am.
Any Emmy nomination.
You know, like I said the other night, he came in to act with the monkey.
He could even act with that. An inanimate object. He could probably... Even the scene when he found out Jake was his, and when he went to AJ, when he went there and he apologized to AJ for ever having kept Michael from him, because now he understands. Even that moment, him by himself, he could act, I don't know, give me a good analogy, he can act like, I don't know. I can't even think so
right
now.
You're gonna find out that's his baby because that's not.
But one
baby,
of my favorite scenes with him is still he can act so good with Bradford. Like when they all do, when Josie died, I will never forget. Spinelli walking in, Jason was meeting with Booney, I think, and Spinelli goes, Stone Cold, I need to talk to you. Spinelli, I'm busy. Stone Cold and Booney.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Jason goes, Jason goes, what's wrong? And Spinelli goes, my beloved Josie is no longer with us. And Jason,
oh,
like, what are you talking
Spinelli
about?
Spinelli killed me.
Yeah, Spinelli killed me too. I'm like, oh. Yeah, I'm
I mean,
like,
Max killed me
and,
too, and so did Mac, but Spinelli killed me the most because then he found out that she had a crush on him. And he's like,
you know, and then,
what could have been?
And then when he got, and when he got Sonny's wine alcohol out because he just, you know, wanted to drink the pain away, I'm like, and you know, and when stupid Lucky was blaming him on it, like, you did something to Josie. I'm like, Lucky, get the hell away from him right now. They think, go be a Lucky.
I hate Lucky.
I hate Lucky.
Okay,
you know,
yeah.
I know, okay. I know my co-host is a big Lucky and
fan. I like Lucky. I mean, I like Lucky and Siobhan. I guess it's because he's not in Liz's life. That's why I like Lucky.
Uh-huh.
I
yeah,
mean,
ain't he the father of the baby on this baby?
Of Aiden, well, supposedly, made, considering what's been happening now, they might change that totally around.
Well, you know, I'm a Nicholas fan, so I'm still rooting for Aiden. It only be
oh,
Nick,
yeah.
But
do you think what she did, April, was like that was wrong? Because people, the DeSama fans, make fun of. Oh, she.
Yeah,
she's
of course
queen.
It was wrong, but I was hoping. Hoping, because I'm not a Liz Lucky fan. I was hoping she'd tell Lucky the truth, and she almost did, but then Nick told her not to tell him the truth because it would ruin his brotherhood with Lucky, you know, when they first had sex. That's what he told her. And then they kept it up, and then it was her deciding not to tell Lucky, which only gave JJ an Emmy nom, which is why
that's
I
the
hate
only
Lucky
reason
even more.
Exactly.